Some of what you are about to hear might be deemed offensive by some people. If you are insulted by people arguing about the New England Patriots and pretty much anything else, or by subjects like soap with a slot, gutter cleaners, people with big heads, Bill Polian, Egypt, wedge salads, and drilling for oil, you probably shouldn't listen to PFW in Progress. But if you do listen and hear something questionable, please do not be offended. We're just trying to entertain. In other words, some of the content of PFW in Progress may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
Is she looking at me now?
No.
How about now? Is she looking over here now?
No.
What about now? Is she looking now?
No, she's not looking at you, dude. Will you quit asking me if she's looking at you? She hasn't looked at you. Wait, she just looked.
See what I'm saying, man?
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
Ow! What the hell are you kicking me for? Fine, I'll ask her. You want me to ask her, ma'am? Where do the high school girls hang out around here?
Paul Perillo.
The scotch on the rocks. Please, any scotch will do. As long as it's not a blend, of course. Single malt. Glenlivet, Glenfiddich, perhaps. Maybe even a Glengow. Any Glen.
And Andy. And Andy?
Look, we're going to spend half the night looking for this one party, and you're going to say it sucks, and we're all going to leave, and then we're going to go look for this other party. But all the parties and all the bars, they all suck. I spent half the night talking to some girl who's looking around the room to see if there's somebody else who's more important she should be talking to. And it's like I'm supposed to be all happy because she's wearing a backpack.
Andy Hart.
You know, and half of them are just nasty skanks who wouldn't be nothing except they're surrounded by a bunch of drunken, horny a**s. I'm not going to be one of those a**s.
Eric Scalavino. For now, anyway.
When you go up to talk to her, man, I don't want you to be the guy in the PG-13 movie everyone's really hoping makes it happen. I want you to be like the guy in the rated R movie, you know? The guy you're not sure whether or not you like yet. You're not sure where he's coming from, okay? You're a bad man. You're a bad man. You're a bad man.
PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
You know what, big boy? You're grown up. You're grown up. Yeah, dig that. Because you're grown up and you're grown up and you're grown up.
The world's still
a Welcome back. All right, I'm back. Hey, guys, I am really excited. Coming up 9 days from now, Patriots training camp opens up to the public. It's here. It's here. Next week, we will be at practice.
So what are you excited
kind
about?
Of question?
But this is a show. These guys are looking at me like, are you kidding me? You're really excited. Excuse me. Excited about this?
Well, it is a bittersweet thing.
Is it?
Yes.
It is. I mean, what's I about? Really enjoy camp, but it means our summer and our off season is over.
That's right. True. And if you told me you clock regular in season clock game out. One next week, I'm jacked up for every game. I can't wait for the games to start.
Absolutely.
But practice, I'm always looking forward to the beginning of practice, first couple.
Right.
And it kind of wears on you.
This we have
then
the
you look
new,
forward to the first preseason game, and then you realize, wow, these preseason games are more boring than I remembered.
The new schedule this year I'm intrigued by, and the perception that it could be a difficult camp and a test, and he's going to kind of put them through some good work.
Plus, it's going to be...
Goal line every day, Paul.
It's going to be 70s and thunderstorms every day for training camp, it looks like, the way the summer's been going.
Is that right?
It is what it is.
Yeah.
I can't stand the preseason games. Not just because, you know, they're practicing... But it's like if they do well, you can't make a big deal about it. And if they don't do well, you have to listen to the critics making a big deal about it.
Patriots on defense, so Thomas, Bruschi,
and Colvin. It's a very frustrating 4 games for me.
Is he back?
You know, you can't really do much with it. You know,
I agree with you, Fred. It's kind of a no-win thing. And especially for a really good team. Because a really good team, you're expecting them to play well. And then if they do... Oh, it's ho-hum. Who cares?
But there's really only one game where,
like
you're,
fighting a
where
girl.
You have to worry about whether or not they do well, and that's game number three.
But it's a perception thing. It's Fred's right. I mean, if they remember when they got blown out in Cincinnati, this is several years ago now, we got killed out there.
Right.
And everybody was, wow, this team can't stop anybody. You know, Bill was livid. Remember he put the starters back in the game in the second half? He was so mad.
That's right.
And that's a big deal. Now, ultimately it didn't mean anything, but it was a big deal. Around here for a while, and you can't really help that perception.
Right.
But if they similarly play well and win 31-3, no one's going to be, wow, this team's really, really clicking on all cylinders. No one cares.
Right.
Plus, you got guys like Fernando Bryan starting every game in the preseason, and they're not making the team.
Yeah.
Everything we see needs to be questioned.
Right.
So, but I'm excited just to get going, get, you know, closer to that point of what Paul gets excited for is that first regular season game. And of course, that one
this year is
a special one. It's going to be a Monday night game against the Bills. The Patriots will be celebrating their 50th anniversary. So all season, there's going to be some stuff along those lines. But also, Monday Night Football will be celebrating their 40th anniversary. So it should be a special Monday here.
And T.O. versus Moss.
T.O. versus Moss.
Brady
back.
Oh, it's going to be great. I can't wait.
Have you guys already moved on
early
from
Monday night start time, too? So which means it's always late at night for us?
Yeah.
I will be interested in seeing him move around in game conditions, maybe get hit just to see that. But, yeah, for the most part, I have moved on. I am fully anticipating the regular Tom Brady.
And I kind of feel like it's going to be more of a national story than a local.
Oh, yeah, it absolutely will be.
And don't you think that if there was any doubt in their minds, them being the Patriots, that they would have made a play for a veteran backup by now? Don't you think? If there was any doubt.
Maybe.
You know?
If there's any doubt that he was going to be able to play.
Health-wise.
Yeah, I think you're probably right about that. Now, they did sort of look into it.
Yeah.
I mean, they talked to Tim Rattay. But you're right. I think they would have not just looked into it. They would have gotten
somebody would have done
had they been really concerned about it.
They did their homework probably, but they didn't.
Yeah, they always do.
You know.
They always do. It's the market.
Of course, they could always just sign Michael Vick.
Well, you know,
like John Clayton keeps writing.
Well, that's something I want to bring up. It's not just him. It's Skip Bayless.
Well, yesterday they did on first and 10, I saw.
Where's
they
Skip
did,
Bayless now? He's not in Texas anymore, is he?
Well,
I think he's based there, yeah.
They did, would Michael Vick fit on the Patriots? And it was two people face-to-face, so I thought it was going to be a debate. And they both said yes. They were both arguing why he should sign the Patriots, why the Patriots should sign him. So a lot of people believe.
How did that start that Patriots were the team?
I think it just, I mean, pundits looking at the situation
because
thinking
they got
Brady's
Moss and they got Dylan.
They have,
well, no, I think it's as much about
Brady.
They're thinking of it from a Vic perspective of image rehab.
Yeah.
And there's no better place to rehab your image with leadership, ownership, coaching than New England.
I think those are good points, but I think that they also look at the drawbacks of Vic are obviously you need to have some pieces in place. You need strong, powerful ownership and a strong, powerful coach. With a good quarterback already in place, you have all of those elements here. And they look at it as that's the kind of team that could take him and withstand, you know, the sort of slings and arrows that are going to come from people being upset about it.
Especially,
now, I don't know. I don't really see it, but I think that's why I think people have put two and two together and say, well, if there's a team that could take that headache on, it's the Patriots.
Especially since the guy's been off. He hasn't played football in a couple of years. To expect him to come to a team and start immediately or vie for a starting job immediately is a little unfair both to him and to the team he's going to.
Yeah. Right.
To come here where you know he's not going to start and they'll just use him in a situational role, you know, some people think that might make sense, and
I'm all for it.
All right, well,
I'm very much against it.
The show is webradio@patriots.com. It's webradio@patriots.com. The phone number is 508-543-7482.
PETA would protest our games, and don't they generally protest with, like, caught naked women?
Here's why I'm against
it. They should sign
it. Yes, you damn Skippy, as Fred Kirsch once so famously said. I want hot nude women out front of Gillette Stadium every day when I pull in.
They're in cages usually, too.
Sounds like a porn.
Here's why I'm against it.
I didn't think anything was going to happen either.
I'm against it because the Patriots are so close. I think they're going to win it this year. We don't need anything else.
Think they're going
to
win
it? If he played defense, okay. You know, outside linebacker, maybe I'd be looking at it a little bit more. But I just don't think they need that added burden right now.
Andy brings up an interesting point.
And I look at it as a little bit of a burden.
Andy just brought up an interesting point, Eric, because
nudity?
Clearly from, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago till now, Fred has sort of lost some confidence because he went from, the, you know, lock, stock, bang.
Hand us the damn trophy.
Give us the trophy, Super Bowl champ.
Now,
to quote Fred Kirsch of 35 seconds ago, I think they're going to win it.
Mm-hmm.
So something has happened that caused you to lose some.
Are you as confident today, Fred, as you were 6 months ago?
Yes. You've lost confidence, clearly. Andy's right.
I haven't lost confidence, but I don't want them to take on a burden like Mike Vick.
So he's more trouble than he's worth. Because
there's
an argument that he's valuable. If you want to put him in the Wildcat or situationally, I mean, given the Wildcat and everybody going to he's the best for it because no one could throw deep out of a running formation out of an offense like him. Because he's got the strongest arm.
A lot of people are saying that this might be more talent-laden than 07, the offense. Why are we adding the Wildcat?
Why would you not add a wrinkle if you can?
But I just
now, if you think the trouble's not worth it, okay. Right. But don't tell me it wouldn't add a wrinkle that might help you on a single play.
Edelman.
Oh, that's the dumbest thing that's ever been said in this region. And not just by you. There's people on actual radio stations that actually believe it.
Yeah, I don't think that they need that element of the offense. I think the offense is so good.
I don't either.
No, I know you don't.
If you can get better, why wouldn't you? Okay, if you think the trouble's not worth it.
I don't really think that makes them any better.
See, I do.
I wouldn't mind if
even if it's the one snap Kevin Faulk ran the Wildcat last year. I'd rather have Vic run that single snap a year.
I think it's more likely, though, that they pick up someone like Brian Greasy.
You really think that, okay, let's just say they run the Wildcat two plays a game, that he's worth that?
Sure.
You do.
If he's doing what I want him to do, which he legitimately wants to rehab his career, he's genuinely apologetic, he's not looking for money.
And you know what?
He's just looking to come back.
I'm pretty sure that if they did take Vic on, he would be a model citizen.
I am relatively sure of that.
I'm not so sure.
I
think he's kind of an idiot.
He can't control the media scene that will go on.
But not only the media thing,
but Bill
don't
can.
You think there's a possibility?
Bill can control anything he wants.
Don't you think it's a possibility that that's just plain bad for business? You don't think there's a chance that we as an organization lose sponsorships and stuff like that?
I don't know about sponsorships.
I would hope not, too, but that's
I'd like to give the sponsors more credit.
It's a legitimate concern, Paul.
That's reality.
It's a legitimate concern.
Small segment of fans that might not like it.
Yeah, but that would be negligible, though. That wouldn't,
well, that's
that
what
wouldn't
I said. It's very small.
That wouldn't affect the bottom.
Not real
Paul's,
fans, as
Paul's
Craig
concern
would say.
Is legitimate, though. If
I don't
corporate
think Budweiser is
good. Now, that wouldn't – listen, I don't – we've talked about this in the past shows. The guy, in my opinion – he deserves the right to go back and play. I think he's certainly served his time. I just don't think the Patriots need to take on a potential headache because, like Andy said, for two or three or even when I say five plays a game, okay, maybe I'm wrong. I'm being a little stubborn, and Andy's right. Maybe he does give you that element that makes your offense a little bit better. I just don't think that's worth the potential to have, you know, some ill will.
But now,
you know, why do you want to go out of your way to sort of – rankle everybody.
Let's take that scenario one step further. Let's say they did sign Vic. Let's say they did use him two, three, four plays a game, whatever. Now let's say in that same game Tom Brady goes down again with an injury and is lost. Vic has to immediately go in as the starter because of the third QB, the emergency QB rule, right? So you're automatically kind of guaranteeing that he's your backup quarterback in that situation.
I'm okay with that.
And if he goes down in week one or week two,
I'm okay.
Then
with
what?
That. I mean, he's an NFL quarterback.
Wait a minute, what's
the guy
question?
Has won games and completed passes. I know everybody likes
he
to
would
rip
be the,
it.
He would be the backup.
If Brady got hurt, O'Connell would leapfrog and become the quarterback.
Well,
I would think.
Well,
potentially. But then with the third QB rule, then if something happened. You know,
but
you couldn't.
No,
you're just talking about one
have
game.
To bring somebody else in too.
But that's only worried about one game, and for you know, arguably two quarters of one game.
Right, but like last year, it was the first quarter. Brady went down,
right. so you'd have to put in three quarters. You'd have to put in Vic for the rest of the first quarter until the fourth quarter. So
just
it's
saying,
one,
it's,
I mean, it's one game. That's
he's an NFL quarterback.
No, I understand that. I wouldn't.
Yes,
wouldn't bother
but he
me.
Hasn't played.
Oh,
in,
you can
in a few years.
No, I know. But
I think O'Connell would
O'Connell's
be there.
O'Connell's never played.
But I think O'Connell would be there. So I think I agree with Fred. I think O'Connell would be their traditional quarterback in their system, and then they would continue to use Vic in that Wildcat role.
But I don't have this ridiculous fear of Michael Vick having to play some quarterback.
No, and that's the other thing, too. And Eric
and
brought
plus, the whole rule of the third quarterback, if Brady went down and O'Connell was the third quarterback that day, he can come in immediately. But if he does, Brady can never come back in. Even if
the second guy couldn't come in, right?
Well, I thought either one.
Well, you wouldn't have the first one available.
Well, a lot of times he gets hurt, but he comes back in the game. You couldn't use your third quarterback.
I think
at that
it is
point.
The first two can't come back.
I think it's the first two.
Right.
I don't think.
And
it's
if the third guy goes
one.
Down,
but
then you have
the
to scramble
is
to have somebody else.
If Brady goes down
else.
Early, the third quarterback can't come in the game immediately. You don't have to.
Oh yeah, no, you could do that.
Quarter.
You could roll the dice and do that. Yeah.
Right.
The 2 year layoff that you talked about, Eric, I don't think is as important with him as it would be with a guy like Manning or Brady or some of those other guys that you know. It's the constant film study preparation. You're in the offensive meetings. You're dissecting defense. I mean, let's face it, he's not dissecting any defenses in prison.
Right.
You know, he's not. You know, he's
some
not
would argue he never dissected any
but
defenses.
That's, wow. But that's my point, Andy.
He plays
exactly.
schoolyard football and. The relies, last time he'd be the same guy.
He
right.
relies on his athleticism, just like he
That's
did as a player.
That's the biggest question.
And
does he still run a 4.27 40
well,
or whatever?
Presumably,
he
didn't lose really much. You know,
you never know,
two
though.
Years at age 29.
He's 29 now, right?
You know,
he's
so
in
it's
prison?
It's not like he's 33.
Bubba,
where, you know,
roughed him up a little.
Reports say that he is at his playing weight or around his playing weight now.
And did you see that he?
I think it's conceivable with a 6 week. Training camp preparation, he'd be close to being ready to go.
Did you guys see the report today that he's interested in hiring Tom Shaw to to help him get back in shape, speed wise?
Best in the business.
You
see,
know,
there's already
he's
a connection
been,
to New England.
This is a guy who was a 50. He's a 52% passer, so he's not necessarily the guy that relies on his pinpoint accuracy and his ability to make the right read and all that stuff. He's like Andy said, he relies on his athleticism, and I got to think that stuff is. Probably for the most part unchanged after 2 years. Now, if you maybe want to go, if he's out this whole year, if Goodell decides to suspend him further and he misses a third year, now I think some of those questions come in. You know, that's 3 years off. He's 30 now. Maybe he never plays again.
I don't think if he shows contrition to Goodell, because that's the thing. He still has to sit in front of Goodell.
This whole thing kind of
tell him why he lied to him and all that
annoys me.
What?
Like, what's his definition of contrition?
Well, I don't know, but he's got to show
lie convincingly.
Goodell
exactly.
has no, but Goodell has to, you know, look into his eyes and believe him. And if he doesn't believe him, he's not going to play. But if he, I think if he does believe him, there will be no further suspension.
Like I heard
think.
John Clayton today saying, "There's a couple of weeks will probably go by, and you know, Vic will have an opportunity to do some things, maybe something with the Humane Society, which we've heard a little bit about already, you know, maybe do you know some kind of PSA or whatever. And in that time, if he's able to do this or do that, you know, and show, I just like make a ruling.
Right. Well, it's almost like he might be dragging his feet so that he doesn't have to, and then he kind of ruins this year for Vic.
That's
so
what
that
it seems like.
Because if he does it now, I mean, if he reinstates him, obviously now he's available. He can be in training camp. He can be ready to go for some team. If he waits till mid-August. Teams might say, now it's really not worth it. He doesn't have any time to get ready.
Are these UFL teams practicing yet?
They've opened the
red carpet.
They'll
take him.
Yeah.
He could show up the day of the championship game, and they'll take him.
Right, they want him. They've openly said
doesn't
that.
Their season only last like a couple of months
six
or something?
Games.
Right.
They get six games, if I'm not mistaken.
Right. But at that level, I mean, if he can't compete off the street at that level, then he's not going to be back in the NFL.
Oh, no. Clearly, he'd be able to play.
But I will say, Paul, you know, that I agree with you that it's funny he has to show contrition and convince Goodell, but I hearken back to one of my famous Combine stories when A.J. Nicholson was describing and talking about his various arrests.
Yep.
He would not have passed whatever my test was that day and would have been suspended indefinitely just based on mannerisms, tone, the way he said it, what he said about I wasn't hiding in the bushes, I tripped and fell and landed in the bushes, and I wasn't running from the cops, I was running to get my ID. If Michael Vick goes down that road and I'm Goodell, I say, have fun in the UFL.
No, but I'm looking more at the other side. If he's
right.
not lying, but he's sitting there telling you, listen, I know what I did was wrong. I mean, he's not making up stories and saying,
right.
I wasn't involved in that. That was really
my
friend.
He fell out of the tree while hanging.
You know what I'm saying? This is he's just saying, I got caught up in something. I understand it was wrong. I paid my price.
Right.
I've learned from it, and I'm ready to move on. And then 6 months later, who knows what he's up to? I mean, I don't think he'll ever be involved in something like this again. I think that would be – I mean, I don't think the guy is that dumb.
No, I think he's pretty dumb, though.
He might be.
But
let me ask you something, Fred.
I'm not sure that he's a good enough guy.
I mean, he has lost it all. But so
yeah, but I'm still not sure
he might be
what he is
yeah,
inside.
But, you know, he could be addicted to the gambling nature of it, or even just the thrill of seeing that despicable stuff go on, like any drug addict or an alcohol abuser or somebody like that. It could be a sickness that, you know, how many times have guys like Steve Howe, or you know, pick any player you want who's had substance abuse problems who've come back and said, yeah, I'm clean, and then the next thing you know, they're getting busted.
I would think he's more likely to. Go to dog fighting than to set up his own ring again. Even if he can't get out of the atmosphere.
Yeah, maybe, but he's
I think
going
he's
and
unlikely
betting
to have
it,
a
maybe.
Big house with kennels and that
well,
kind of
he,
stuff.
Yeah,
again.
But I'm just saying, I wouldn't be surprised if he falls off the wagon in that regard, too.
But, Fred, the biggest question, and one that's already being alluded to on sports radio and different things, is, and you're our best conduit of information in this area, is would the Crafts say no? Not a football decision, but an organizational, we have no interest in Michael Vick because of what he's done, because of, as these guys have said, sponsorships or whatever.
For whatever the reason, maybe.
Yeah, for whatever.
And I know you're speculating, but.
I think that he'd have to sit down with the owner here as well as Goodell before any decision was made.
Well, let's assume that Goodell has green-lighted this. And he's,
right. Well, yeah, it's you know, he's, useless if he doesn't.
He can come back. And I do think, you know, like there was talk, I guess Clayton said that, you know, the phone hasn't rung once. And the reason for that is pretty simple. No one's going to sign him before they know how long he's right. going to be suspended for, if he's going to be suspended.
Right.
So they're all waiting. All the teams are waiting on Goodell. And then once that happens, let's just say that, okay, he's suspended for 4 games or 8 games, whatever, or no games, I don't know. Would the Patriots just say, no, it's not a headache that we're interested in, we're not even going to bother looking into it, or would they do what they normally do, what Bill always does, and take every situation on a case-by-case basis and do the due diligence
I think
and
they
figure
would.
It out?
I think they
and
would
I mean,
do
they
due
have
diligence.
Good ties to Goodell, so if he yep. convinces Goodell that yep. he's worthy of a second
sure.
chance, that's got to be a step in the right direction
sure.
in their eyes. And if you're a team like the Patriots, not the Bengals or not the Raiders, but can't you spin it that you're doing a gracious thing, you're giving – America is about second chances and opportunity and – I mean, isn't there a way to spin it like that
even
publicly?
Even Fred couldn't swallow that.
No, of course that's what's
Cincinnati gonna, can't do that because, you know what I mean?
Like, it
takes a certain.
Well, they're going to do that. They're going to have to march Vic out, you know, at the beginning for him to make his
right.
speech about how, you know, he's learned and he's a new guy and all that stuff. But it's still not going to stop the media every day from, you know. So
I think it'll go away.
I don't
think all those things.
I just don't think it's worth it. I think that the burden is more than what you'll get out of it.
I did think it was interesting this morning, and we talked. I know that Andy and Eric talked a little bit about the sports radio makeup here in Boston. You guys must have touched on that a mm-hmm. little bit on
the
Thursday.
Hub of sports in the sports hub.
EEI still right now the one going on. John Dennis talked about
Dennis.
John Dennis.
You got that today, Devorkin.
He was talking about, he said the Patriots, he knows for a fact, the Patriots would not.
John Dennis calling.
What right happened? On tune.
What happened with that?
I was finding Fred's third quarterback role for you.
He was not, he in no uncertain terms said that the Patriots, he has it on authority. And we do know that, say what you want about John Dennis, but he does have the ear of the Crafts. He has a relationship with the Crafts, and he said in no uncertain terms they would not look into that. They would not even kick the tires on Michael Vick.
So there you go.
I don't know if that's true. I mean,
doesn't mean it's true.
Just saying what he
I
said.
Question everything I hear and see.
It's just so wild that if you're on Twitter, I think on Monday, yesterday, I think it was, he was like the third most Twittered subject.
Tweeted.
Not
the other
proper.
Thing, though.
And, you know, a lot of them was Vic to the Patriots.
Tweeted by whom? Like
just fans.
Oh.
But, see.
On the tweet deck?
What happens with those things, though, is.
But Skip Bayless on his Twitter.
ESPN continues
that,
to write that they're the team. And then fans are continuing to comment on that.
Right.
That's how those things go.
And ESPN loves it.
Of course they do.
It's crazy. I don't know.
I mean, this is no different than what they did in what? February?
Right.
Or March? Isn't that when that
they need a second story. It can't be Favre all the time. So Vic to the Patriots is story number two.
Web radio at patriots.com, 508-543-7482 is the phone number.
How do chickens have sex?
What?
Because Eric brought up, like, the dog fighting, and I was thinking about chicken fighting, and a place where I get ice cream.
The Roosters.
Has chickens and like pets behind it so kids can like feed them broken cones and look at them. And there was this one chicken that was running for its life, and then it finally laid down on its stomach, and these other chickens jumped on its back and were doing stuff to it, and I didn't know whether they were beating up on it or, you know, doing it.
Maybe he stole something. Maybe it stole something.
I mean, where would a female chicken's woohoo be?
Next topic.
What do you think? Where does the egg come out?
I don't know. I've never seen an egg come out. The egg carton.
Haven't you ever seen, like, them lift up the chicken?
Because
they were doing stuff to, like, its back, so it's not up there. It doesn't have a weirdly located thing? I'm being serious because I didn't know what I was seeing.
That's the funny part.
I know. I'm standing there with Jackson, and I'm thinking either they're fighting and they're going to kill this chicken, or in a few weeks, there'll be eggs.
I'm looking at your face, and I see the dead serious nature of it, and that's what's making me laugh.
So you know exactly how chickens procreate?
No, but I've never once thought about it.
That reminds me of a weird dream I had. I'm not sure I should bring it up here.
I think you should.
Is this one of those that could or could not get you in legal trouble?
By the weirdly located thing. I had this dream. I was in this, it was sort of like a cafeteria setting with big glass windows, and a lot of people there were people that we worked with and like on the travel party and BCNP. So not BCN anymore, the hub.
Yeah, right.
BZ.
So we're looking and there's this weather coming and it's like dark clouds and it turns into this tornado. So I'm like, everybody get away from the windows. We get away from the windows and trees are coming down, but luckily nothing happened. So then that passes, and then we decide that, okay, dinner is coming soon, but a lot of us wanted to work out after dinner. So we're gonna. So this cafeteria turns into a hotel, and now a lot of us have to go up in the elevator to get our gym stuff because after we eat, we're going to work out. So we get in the elevator, and it's a bunch of people, and one of them's Gino, and Gino has no pants on, Gino Capoletti, and his unit is attached to his hip.
Hello.
And it was like,
hello.
It was like a weird deformity, like that no one ever knew about. But there it was. It's like, and my thoughts going through my mind was, how does he like explain that to women? Like, you know, it was just a weird dream.
Why are you having dreams about Gino's unit?
Thanks, man.
It was attached to his hip.
I don't care where it's attached. Why are you thinking about his unit?
I don't know. I don't know. It was just a weird dream.
Didn't you tell me the other day people
Paul
were
is just absolutely disgusted. He's like,
I'm not disgusted. I'm laughing.
Because I don't know if people, you guys talked about it. We have two radio stations.
Oh, yeah. Now, I'm very preoccupied.
Two sports
now.
Talk stations. So I'm waiting for the day where Paul says, Fred, can I work for my car from now on? Because he's just going to be going back and forth between stations.
Andy
didn't
and
you
I,
tell me the other day that
told
people
you,
could
Andy
be
and I are making it big.
You're talking about Gino's unit?
Andy and I are going places. We're going to make it big.
Well, I think that you guys should be in demand. You know,
I don't think we are.
You know,
sounds like the shows are filling themselves out quite nicely without us,
except that we're not.
No, but the guest rostrum.
Well, you know what the guest roster pays? Not well enough.
I don't think they wanted not guest well enough rostrum. To leave I think they wanted host rostrum.
Well, that's a full time job.
Was that word?
Now
rostrum?
Now you go work for them.
What is that? The heart?
That's what
the fart?
He said.
See, the problem.
The heart and the old fart.
Here's the conundrum, you guys.
The old part out.
Here's the conundrum you guys are faced with.
Because you're old.
Okay?
What's the conundrum, Fred?
No one wants us and
no,
we want to go.
Listen, your platform is PFW. If you leave here, you lose your platform. Now you're just Brian Maury.
Why is that? That was harsh even for you.
No, but you know what I'm saying?
Which punches up the resume nicely to run a museum.
If you're not reporting on the team,
so full of it.
Then who are you? You're just
Dale Arnold, Michael Hawley.
You're just an entertainer.
Glenn Ordway.
Right? Now you're a professional radio host.
Pretty entertaining.
Well, that's what, you know.
I think that's what they're looking
for. But you guys are Patriots guys.
Well, I'd be happy to become the hub guy
if
the contract existed.
Listen, this is fantasy land because Andy and I aren't going to get off at our own show. But if that were to happen, we would obviously be radio talk show host with a strength lying in the Patriots.
Right.
That's the team
like
that we
Felger,
covered
when
years.
He went to ESPN Boston, wasn't writing anymore.
But he was still the Patriots
clearly
guy.
Clearly is the Patriots
we're
guy.
We're talking
no,
football,
but he's always
damn it.
Written. He's always had either something in the Herald.
No,
or,
he was out of the Herald.
Was he?
Yeah.
I thought he still had something in the Herald.
He was, but even when he was working for the Herald, he was the Patriots guy at the Herald. So when he went to the radio, he obviously.
Do you think Jerry Callahan, people say, oh, that's the Herald guy. I wouldn't listen if he stopped writing that column once a week in the Herald.
But he was always an at-large columnist.
But Mike Felger was always the Patriots beat writer. That was, he never covered the Red Sox, but certainly.
He covered the Bruins.
Do we not do at-large well on this show?
15 years ago.
We cover everything but the Patriots on this show quite nicely.
Okay. So what you directed us to do in our pre-show show prep meeting.
Can we bring up my idea?
What did I do?
My topic?
What?
You wanted not to talk about? You really want to talk about football? Quote, Fred Kirsch.
I wanted to pose the question to fans.
Yes.
Name your one or couple most overrated and underrated current Patriots.
Okay. That's a topic. So name your overrated or most overrated or most underrated Patriots.
Couple. If you have two or three, it's okay. If you can't pick one. Are we going to give some of ours or no? We're going to wait till they lead us to the water?
No, I guess we can.
Well, why don't we let them?
Let's start with the positive.
Okay.
Underrated, Sammy Morris.
loves to get that out.
Andy believes that Sammy Morris is.
Well, I don't want to beat it. No, he's going to say mine.
No, I think
people don't. People think they question my objectivity when I talk.
Well, I think Andy's guy is underrated. James Sanders, I think, is absolutely.
See, here's my problem in this market. I think that there is so much attention paid to the Patriots and so much analysis that's done not just by us but by all the other. That it's hard to say anyone is overrated or underrated. They come in pretty much where they should be.
Oh, but instead of like dissecting the semantics of the word and whatnot, just give us your opinion.
I that's what I'm saying.
Do you think there's a guy that you think the general perception out there is better
doing
or
the
worse?
By fans, by media,
forget
or
it.
By...
You know what? Don't participate if you don't want to participate.
I need to know.
We're not going to dissect
Stand
that.
Stand over there and pull an Eric and don't talk
Who's
for a while.
Who's doing the
Eric,
rating?
Who do you think is overrated and underrated?
We could dissect a chicken. Doc just handed me the anatomy of a chicken. My next
Courtesy
question is,
Cormac.
What's it called?
Eric was very excited
is
to
it
hear
the
about the report of Brett Favre making his announcement by Friday.
COACA? Is that where penetration takes place?
Look, I don't care.
Because that's the only hole that is shown.
Wrong hole, fool.
And doesn't there need to be two holes?
Will you just stop with this?
It must be the cloaca.
Okay. Anyway.
Do you have any overrated or underrated guys?
Underrated?
The ovary's way up there.
I'm going to go Stephen Neal underrated.
That was Fred's suggestion upstairs, but then he got really mad because he convinced himself that he's not really underrated, and
he's
rated where he's supposed to be. Yes.
I'll use the same comment I used for Fred. He takes a guard who plays 8 games a year.
I think Stephen Neal is underrated myself.
I think, but I don't think because Bill has said he's basically the same as Logan Mankins when he plays.
I don't think that most fans would look at those two guys as the same.
I'm just looking at when he's not in there, they have had to do a lot of shuffling with who takes his place. It's not an automatic, I'll just, you know, put anybody in there. They've had to do some thinking and reshuffling. And when he comes back, there's a noticeable improvement in the running game.
I think he
and
offers
even in the
a
screen passing game.
To the offense with his, I think, rare athleticism for that position.
Is Copen underrated?
No. Well, the guy made a Pro
made
Bowl.
A Pro
so
Bowl.
I don't
he is what he is. A good
well,
so now,
I think he's about.
I think he might be on the other side.
But I don't think he's very far on that. I don't think he's highly overrated.
No, he wouldn't be one of my picks.
I think he's.
He's very much
a
in the
good
middle.
Center who well, made a Pro I, Bowl, I, then didn't.
I think you do have to look at who's doing the rating. Is he under?
Us.
But by the media or by fans? I think it makes a difference.
I think you have to stop being such
both.
A wet blanket.
Both. You know, another one that Andy brought up upstairs on the other side, on the overrated side, that I think is more overrated in the media is Brandon Merriweather.
Yes.
I think he's a
little
on the
overrated
local
members
side.
Of the media.
Who overrates him?
Did you ever read anything that...
Apparently you just don't read clips.
With
don't
the
read...
exception of the stuff that we write and you have to read to edit us, do you
Which
read
I'm
anything
sure
else
read.
About this team?
I just don't think there's enough written about Brandon Merriweather to over or underrate him.
He had those 2 sacks last year and people like, he's now the key to the defense.
Who are these people?
Oh, God. Can you just stop?
He can't play.
He doesn't
want to
play.
What?
He doesn't
Let's
play.
Forget this
Well,
top.
Can the fans play
forget
and he'll just read them? You be a real host today. Keep your own opinions to yourself and read
the topic because Fred can't handle
I think this is what frustrates fans is that
I know what frustrates
the media
me.
Paints with too broad a brush.
What are you
know,
talking
two,
about?
Two people say, oh, he's great, and now he's overrated.
Was Ben Watson overrated when people said he was going to have a Pro Bowl season, including the quarterback here?
Yes.
Thank you.
That was obvious.
Why is that okay?
Because everyone said that.
So if you don't think
Who's
that anybody
everyone?
Says
Tom
it,
Brady and Peter
no.
King?
Media, fans,
right. so I said
scouts,
that I, so I said I thought that
other players on other
scout,
teams.
Scouts were saying that Ben Watson was good?
Yes. I never heard
Who?
Scouts or other
players. A
lot
players. Of scouts said he's got all the tangibles.
Who? Show me that once.
I'll show you.
Well, he does have all, there's nothing wrong about that.
Yeah.
He does have all the tangibles.
Our lads, when he first came out.
It always comes back to that stupid, weirdly colored
but
newsletter
you
get.
But if you don't think one of the suggestions works, if you don't think James Sanders, that people think he's underrated, then just say, well, I don't think he's underrated. I think
Who's rating?
I think people just, you know, kind of rate him the way he is. He's a solid player.
That's what I think.
Right, well, if you're going to say that about 50 players, I would suggest you keep your opinions to yourself and let Andy, Eric, and I have some fun.
So I'm not allowed to play.
Thank you.
All right.
You don't want to play. You're allowed to play. You don't want to.
Jarvis Green. Overrated. I think he made the jump that so many players do from underrated to overrated.
I think he
I think
did.
A lot of the fans
I think he made it in a blink.
Him. I think a lot of the fans overrate him thinking
I've heard
that he's an immediate
Fred yelled at
starter on any team.
Fred yelled at me for this, but I've heard on the radio both fans and talk show hosts suggest that they don't lose very much when Richard Seymour's out of the lineup and Jarvis Green. Jarvis Green, one of the most underrated guys in the league. Start on every other team. I don't think he would.
Well, yeah.
I think he's a good, solid backup to have, but I don't think he's that good. I don't think he's a good enough player that he would start on a lot of other teams.
Now, who said that?
Stop. Stop. Just stop. Let us have an actual football discussion without you dragging us down.
The Big Show constantly.
Well, that's the thing. I think
that.
For a while he was underrated because he was so good at playing that role of being a backup, coming in spot duty, making some plays.
He also was very productive in the sack column.
I also think
got
he's,
people to notice.
That, I also think that he's had a lot of sacks, but not a lot of what I would call important ones. He likes to get the
garbage time.
Yeah.
I call him Roosevelt Colvin sacks.
Roosevelt Colvin sacks. Late in the fourth quarter when you're up three scores, he comes through with a nice
as opposed
big third
to the Willie
stop,
McGinnis sack where it's actually
which changes the game.
Right.
The one exception might be.
I'm not saying he was as stiff and never made plays.
No,
don't get me wrong.
No. I'm just trying to think when he did make sacks that had an impact. I think against the Colts in the AFC Championship or the divisional playoff. I forget which game
that
was.
That was one of the games I was thinking of when it was 20-3 in the middle of the fourth quarter in a driving blizzard. He comes up with two sacks.
Which one am I
thinking
of?
That to me
then?
I think he's a good player. Just because I think he's overrated doesn't mean I think he doesn't belong in the league.
I think
he's a good, solid player. I think
Bill Belichick doesn't really overrate him because it's not like he forces him into the starting lineup or anything.
And I also think that just because there's a general perception that people think he's better than he is,
right,
doesn't mean the guy's not good.
No.
He's
and
a very
I'm
nice
with you.
Man.
I agree with that.
Bill Barry,
he's one of the best in terms of in the locker room to talk to.
How about the guy he backs up?
One of the nicest guys.
Where does Seymour fall? Now and maybe at times in the past.
I think he may have been overrated 2 years ago, but I think right now I wouldn't make that. I don't think he's either right now.
John Gruden.
Bill Berry says that overrated is Tom Brady. Seriously, is anyone else rated? Okay, Randy Moss is overrated because he is rated, not Wes Welker, Brady's Patriots teammate.
A nice little player.
I don't know what that means.
Because in the caption when Brady was out west, it said Brady and a teammate. They didn't even name Wes Welker.
Yeah, so. I never saw that.
So.
Well, I'll open the can of worms. Wes Welker, to say that he's not rated, I think is ridiculous.
He's a Pro Bowler.
I've read people like Peter King say that he's the key to the offense.
I don't know. It's kind of gay.
Okay. You ask me who says these things? Well, Peter King called
him the key to the offense. Peter King.
And I think that's overstating things.
Don't get in another argument with him, Andy, this week, please.
Yeah, I mean, Welker,
that was an ugly incident with you two last week. We don't need that to.
They got into a big argument?
He and Welker got into it on the radio. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Just read an email.
On the radio?
Yeah.
Welker was a guest?
On the show, yeah.
Now Fred's thinking, I didn't know that Welker was on the radio.
I didn't.
Well, listen
you
to
also said
show.
On Tuesday, we'll see you next Tuesday, and just totally skipped the Thursday
well,
show.
Did see, he did. He
had
he
Wes
was
Welker
right,
on the show, and no one told me.
Just listen to the show.
Loose
I'm sorry
change.
We brought this up. I thought that people might enjoy
it. I thought this would be a good, we're in the dead period, according to Paul Perillo, pre-training camp.
Please stop saying that.
Mark in New Hampshire says, why waste your breath over Michael Vick? He's one of the most overrated quarterbacks ever. He's a born loser.
Who said that?
Hey, you know what?
Mark in New Hampshire.
Let's get back. As long as we're going to ask the ask the listeners to kind of settle our arguments here. I want to get back to what Andy just said.
Oh, what did I say?
I said the dead. I wrote that the dead period is officially hit Gillette Stadium with very little activity.
3 days after,
and it was it was July 7th, I believe, is when I posted my last Ask PFW. Would anybody
know what you're talking about?
Could anybody honestly read that?
I'm
going to get to it. Fred doesn't know about it. He wasn't here. He was on vacation. Could anybody honestly read that as to say that I was making light or somehow meaning a double meaning with the word dead of Steve McNair's killing?
Oh, no. People always use that term for
the dead period.
Right.
It had nothing to do
somebody
with that.
Somebody criticized you and said you're making
someone,
fun of Steve
well,
McNair?
Someone, no.
Someone
no one,
changed
no one,
it.
No one criticized me. No one made a big deal out of it. They just thought they needed to change it because it was insensitive. And I looked at it as there's no possible way that anybody with a sane mind is going to look at that and think that I was making light of someone's death.
I guess if you want to be ultra, ultra careful, change it for the heck
and
of
that's,
it.
I mean, it was fine. It wasn't a big deal. No one made a big deal out of it. Right. The gentleman just came down and said that he changed it.
The gentleman?
Yeah.
Oh.
Gentleman caller.
I just was wondering if anybody that was listening could possibly read that and say, wow, I was thinking that when I saw that, Paul, that you probably should have used better
I guarantee
better
if you
word.
Googled from that week, you could have found
1,000 references, NFL-related, on the internet to dead period.
Yeah.
From various mailbags, stories, websites, whatever.
What, did you change it to slow?
He didn't change
quiet?
It to anything. Oh, you like did? That? I thought they changed it, right? Yeah.
Well, I mean, it was changed, whoever did it.
Wow. All right. Web radio at patriots.com. Let's see. Sam writes in. Actually, I just don't understand this. How? Oh, no. Sam in Chicago. Okay, that's where. Sham in Chicago.
Sham in Chicago.
Sham in Chicago. Change the name of the Sears Tower. Did you see that, Eric?
He sounds like me trying to say those.
The Willis Tower.
Willis, that's stupid.
What are you talking about, Willis?
That's the dumbest. Why would you change the name?
Because that's the name of the company that bought the tower.
Stupid.
I know, but, you know.
Anyway, he says to chime in on the Vic debate, I side with Fred. I don't want the Patriots to turn into a franchise like the Cowboys, where we're picking up people that have a smoky background and can have negative impact on team chemistry. Just the reason why the Patriots wouldn't pick up T.O. talent withers with a certain amount of drama. In terms of flashy players, Randy Moss seems to be an exception, though he has had some bad girlfriend publicity. But I forget all his baggage with his 50-plus TD catches, and that success was attributed to Bill Belichick's great respect in the organization. Belichick might be the best rehab for shelter-abused pups who have the skills but can't hack the fame. Sorry, Fred, let's give Vic a musket, and if Vic messes around again, I think the Patriots machine will keep rolling.
Does he want him or not want him?
I think he changed his mind in the middle of the email.
And was shelter abused pups a purposeful?
Now, an intentional double entendre?
I think the pups should be offended. So. All right. What else, Paul?
I don't know. I'm just preoccupied with the whole radio thing here in Boston, Fred.
I don't blame you. There's a lot of things going on. The 98.5, the hub. And
good news, by the way. They have a great signal. I'd never listened to that station ever before, so I turned it on driving home the other day.
What, to Mix 98.5?
I can get that everywhere.
You've never listened to Mix 98.5
never.
Before?
I haven't either.
Really?
No. I am, heterosexual.
Right.
What the heck?
Now, Eric, you have...
As I said, I am heterosexual. You two have a bromance.
I think it's well established that I am.
You get so jealous.
You guys have been making out on air. It's inappropriate.
Now, you Eric, repurposed or republished a story that you did a while ago. On PFW with
We've
Bill
been doing
Belichick.
That during the quiet period.
The slow time.
Yes.
Rather than come up with new stuff. You did before
then come up
with Bill
new
Belichick.
Stuff.
And it's got a lot of...
What do you mean I did this before with Bill Belichick?
You did this interview before.
Yeah, the story was published, what, back in November?
November, yep.
Of 2008. And
you
put it up on the web yesterday. I think it was a good idea to repurpose it. And a lot of people liked it. A lot of people...
That's good.
Good.
Had its intended effect then.
Absolutely.
Paul, did you see Bill Belichick's boat?
I did.
Photos?
I did.
The five rings?
I did.
I thought it was funny that it's called five rings, but there are only three showing. Shows you the value that he places on the ones that...
Plus, he was the head coach.
That's what I mean.
The man. Plus, right. He's with that team now. He's driving said boat in New England waters. Probably. Good call. I was a little surprised. Biggest surprise, I thought he'd have a nicer boat.
Yeah, that's not...
Was that him on the
just
boat?
Just a Joe Average in the picture?
I think he was sitting
assuming,
down in the front.
Assuming, in the front. At the, I assume, a Nantucket Marina.
And that was
like
on
it,
Barstool, right?
Yes.
Yep.
From a fan. Just took photos
a fan
or
on a boat that was nearby and just took a shot.
I said to Fred, we now know why they lost the Super Bowl, though. He didn't want to rename the boat.
No, but I was telling him, it's...
Just put the little...
Put the eye in the front or...
It's just a joke. I wasn't serious.
With the eye in the front.
That,
we don't want to take one away.
The eye would be in the front,
In the front. I consider that the front because you're going upwards in Roman numerals.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
The bow and the stern.
Okay.
It says starboard and...
Starboard
port.
And port.
Port.
Port is left, starboard is right.
He's been with enough sailors to know the terms.
Well, don't let him think that was smart. I knew that from watching the Brady Bunch.
There was this,
he learned it in bed.
Red is left, green is right.
There was a particular email I was looking for about Eric's story, but now I can't find
one from Peter.
How appropriate.
One from William.
Oh,
Garrett.
Yes. Thank you.
Eric and Peter go to bed together like peanut butter and jelly.
Pete from Hoboken.
From the Boken.
Okay. Why do you have that
birthplace
grin on your
face? Birthplace of Frank Sinatra.
Because this is not going to end
well
for you.
No, it's
not going to end well for me.
He says, Fred.
He's already laughing.
He can't even get through the Fred. He couldn't get through his own name.
No, it's not bad. It says, Fred, I immediately knew the Coach Speak article on Patriots.com was written by Eric when I read this opening. Between 1940s England and the fictional realm of Narnia, the novelist C.S. Lewis created a portal in the form of a nondescript wardrobe tucked away in a mansion in the British countryside to connect his two worlds. Much further away in time and space, Gillette Stadium has something similar, barely bigger, if at all, than Lewis's magical coat closet. Eric, and this is now the writer talking, I think you are a great part of the PFW in Progress team, but seriously, it's time for you to come out of the Lewis magical coat closet. You gotta admit, it's pretty good.
Hey, email. 52 minutes, we got him to stop talking.
He'll be taking the next hour eight off.
That's a good email. All right. Oh, it's 12:54. We gotta take a break. We'll be right back.
This is NFL and Patriot Hall of Famer Andre Tippett inviting you to join me at the Hall at Patriot Place presented by Raytheon for the next installment of the Hall Speaker Series on Friday, July 24th at 6:30 p.m. This is your chance to spend an evening with me, ask questions about my career, and get an autograph. Tickets are on sale now and are just $25 and include your admission to the Hall. Get yours now by calling 866-995-2456 or buy online at the Hall at patriotplace.com. And I'll see you on July 24th at the Hall.
David Beckham is back. Saturday, August 8th at 6 p.m. is your chance to see soccer icon David Beckham at Gillette Stadium. Be there as the international superstar and the Los Angeles Galaxy come to New England to take on the Revolution for the only time this year. Don't miss out on this exclusive chance to see the phenomenon that is David Beckham. Be a part of the madness and cheer on the Revs as they look to beat L.A. This is the most star-studded event in New England this summer, and this is your chance to see it live. Limited quantities of tickets are on sale now and start at just $20. Get yours now by calling the Revolution Ticket Office at 1-877-GET-REVS, Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000, or by logging on to revolutionsoccer.net. David Beckham, an international celebrity and one of the world's greatest soccer stars. This is your one and only chance to see him in New England. Don't get shut out. Get your tickets now.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is the ultimate shopping, dining, and entertainment destination in New England. What's your Patriot Place experience?
We took the kids to a movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe and finally went to Red Robin. The burgers were amazing. It was so much fun. Everyone loved it.
We had girls' night out at Patriot Place last weekend. A little shopping, dinner at Davio's. It's just like the one in Boston. And we had drinks at the cutest little wine bar called Tastings.
Experience Patriot Place. A once-in-a-lifetime experience every day.
Honestly, I'm here about once a week. I always find great deals at Christmas Tree Shop and Old Navy. And the shoes at Off-Broadway are unbelievable.
Patriot Place is located next to Gillette Stadium in Foxborough with convenient and free parking.
Bass Pro Shop and Eastern Mountain Sports have everything I need for my camping and hiking trips. And we love CBS Scene Restaurant. They've got about a million TVs. And their outdoor deck looks right into Gillette Stadium. It's so cool.
Log on to patriot-place.com for more information. Patriot Place. Everyone wins.
In a summer filled with concerts, one band will light the sky like no other.
For the first time ever outdoors in New England, Gillette Stadium proudly welcomes AC/DC. Live in concert, July 28th. AC/DC. July 28th, Gillette Stadium. Tickets are on sale now for AC/DC at Ticketmaster.com, the Gillette Stadium box office, or 1-800-745-3000. The one concert you cannot miss. AC/DC at Gillette Stadium. Presented by Live Nation.
And now, great moments in PFW in Progress history.
A rooster, also called a cock or a chancelier, chanticleer, the female being called a hen. The oldest term is cock from Old English. Cock.
So Andy's a chicken? Is that what you're telling me?
Hen equal female chicken. Rooster equal male chicken. So welcome to second grade, Fred.
That's another great moment from PFW in Progress.
Speaking of, I think Nikki Cox had a breast reduction.
What?
Hers were, used to be bigger.
No, I think that's just one of those outfits that's not lifting.
Well,
speaking of that,
yeah,
should we discuss certain ESPN?
No,
reporter?
I don't think we should.
I don't think, we should.
Why? Because the lawyers, they're sicking
on
everyone?
Exactly.
That's one reason.
Yeah.
Plus, I happen to think it's despicable, and so do you.
Oh, yeah. Well,
well the whole should
have
been
what do
bigger.
You mean, what's despicable?
The fact that it was done.
Oh, God, yeah. But
not her.
Once it's done, I mean, it is what it is.
It didn't prevent me from looking at it.
Spectacular.
All right. Let's see. Oh, on the phone right now is Orlando, who wants to talk about Mike Vick. Orlando, how you doing? Sorry to make you wait so long.
Nah, that's okay, fellas. How's it going?
The big
old. Good.
Yo, listen, man. I was like, you know, listening to Michael Vick talk, man. It's, you know, that dude, let me tell you something, man. I know you guys remember. You remember the run he had against the Vikings, right?
Oh, yeah.
One of the most amazing touchdown runs in, like, overtime or something, man. I mean, it had me jumping out of my seat. I was like, wow, this guy's talented. I don't want Ron Mexico near my team. I don't want him even in the city. The guy is just, I mean, even before the dog thing, there were already character questions, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like the stuff that he did with that nurse, supposedly, you know what I mean? You know, and all that, it's just, you know, just acting like a jerk. But, you know, let's face it, a lot of NFL guys, you know, do that kind of stuff, you know? Mm-hmm. But the dog fighting thing, that pushed it over the line. Man, it's absolutely disgusting. I mean, I wish he had gotten, like, 50 years. You know, I don't want him anywhere near my franchise, man. I don't want him anywhere near Foxborough Stadium. I don't even want to see him in the NFL.
That's a good argument because, I mean, the dogfighting is the tip of the iceberg with him. He's had between marijuana and STDs and just
right.
Isn't stupid
he the one
stuff?
That found the hidden compartment in the
yeah,
in the
everything.
Airport?
He has a lot of issues there that show immaturity, poor decision-making.
But in, you know, I said this to Orlando and you guys. You know, okay, he has. There's no doubt that all this stuff is documented. But now he has lost everything, including 2 years of his life.
Mm-hmm.
Does that add up to anything, you know, toward the forgiveness?
You'd have to believe
you know?
He's been scared straight, that he's now
well, okay,
ready to
so
move
then
on from all that.
Aren't we a forgiving society if someone actually is sorry
but
that
I think
they
that's
get
what,
a chance?
That's Roger Goodell's point. He wants to see
right.
face-to-face
right.
So with this guy, whether or not he is sorry.
I mean, some of these people that have done this stuff and now are, you know, reformed, they can be your best citizens. They can be your best teachers. They can, you know, I don't know. I say let him play, but I'm with Orlando, not here. Not because of what he did, because, again, he's paid for that. But just because we don't need that. We just don't need it right now.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot of good things going. Why do we want to add any little ingredient in there that isn't on the recipe book?
I'm with you.
Hey, I agree. I agree with you on both counts. I mean, from a strictly football point of view, we don't need him. We're the Patriots, for God's sake.
Right.
We have no place for this guy. And the benefit of having him here, I don't think it outweighs the negatives of having him. Just simply on the media attention alone.
Right.
You know, it's going to be a distraction. And everything he does is going to be. We don't need that.
Even a guy like T.O., who really hasn't done anything illegal or you know, I wouldn't want him here. It's just too much. You know, good. The Bills need to, you know, to sell tickets, and they probably did by taking T.O., but we don't need him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely agree with you 100%, man. Don't need him. Don't need him. I mean, but that's just from a football fan. From a moral standpoint, for what he did, look, I'm sure there are people in this country who are a lot more forgiving than I am. I'd like to think I'm a pretty forgiving guy, but you know, that's just disgusting.
Yeah.
You know, it made me want to throw up.
No,
I was like, you know, come on.
Yeah,
get a grip.
Being,
for God's sakes.
Right, being a dog owner, you know, I have two dogs, love it. It did disgust me to think what they did to those dogs. Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, there's no place. You know, there's no place on this earth for garbage like that. You know, let me tell you something, guys. It's one thing if you're out in the freaking wilderness, okay, and you're starving and you got to go kill an animal because you got to feed yourself. Hey, that's, you know, that's nature.
Right.
But when you're taking these poor animals, man, and you're literally having them attack each other to shreds for your entertainment.
Right.
You know,
breeding
no.
them to do so.
Right.
As
exactly.
Well.
And then
just killing them when they're done,
right.
You know, when they can't fight anymore, and sticking them on a pole and having them raped.
It's the dictionary definition of inhumane.
Yeah, that is sick beyond all measure. Let me ask you this. What if, you know, let's see how forgiving you guys are on this one, okay? Let's say that you know, they weren't fighting Bill. Say they were fighting children. Instead of putting children in a ring like that and doing the same thing they did to those dogs to children, would you still be able to forgive him?
Well, we used to do
that. He would be in jail for life.
Right. I went to Catholic school. That's what we did every day.
Hey, I did too, man. I did 1 year. That's all I can take. Man, I was like, yo, somebody get me out of here.
No, I know what you're saying. Yeah.
That's
yeah.
I mean, that's murder. I mean, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
He'd be in jail for life. He'd never get out.
Right. Hey, listen, guys, I just want to throw just a couple things off there real quick before I head out, man. Hey, listen, the hottest woman in the world debate, one of you guys had it dead on, man, Monica Bellucci. Oh, my God. That woman is smoking freaking hot.
She's
man.
A cougar now, but she's still
she's like 40-something years old, but she puts a lot of 20-somethings to shame.
She does.
That's true.
That picture, that's true. Somebody, I didn't really know who she was, and doctor printed out a picture, and she's smoking.
Oh, is she married to Jim Belushi? Who is this?
Bellucci.
Huh?
Bellucci.
Bellucci?
Not Lucci.
Yeah, she's the Italian actress. She's in like the second, I think, third Matrix film. She's in like Passion of the Christ and stuff.
Right.
She's
hot. My God, man. I tell you, if I had like a folding chair, a half hour with her, man, I'd make magic happen.
Folding chair?
I'm telling you that right now.
Whoa.
Man. Oh, man. Hey,
I don't think you'd need the folding chair, but, you know.
Hey, on another quick note, man, one of you guys also said it before. I mean, if you haven't seen it, I saw a couple of movies this weekend, man. If you haven't seen it, The Hangover.
Oh, saw it. Great.
Movie of the year.
Great.
Movie of the year. That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Absolutely hilarious. Another thing I saw, too, maybe, you know, I know you got some listeners out in England. They've probably seen it. It's a little, like, miniseries called Dead Set. And I guess it's kind of a cross between the Big Brother reality show and zombies. I know it sounds cheesy, but when you guys see it, unbelievable.
Dead Set.
Dead Set.
So is it on BBC?
No, I think it was on Channel 4 over there. But I know it's on DVD, but I think you might be able to catch it on like, YouTube.
Is it funny?
It was made last year, and I'm telling you, it has got the spookiest, freakiest ending.
It must be on Hulu, right?
I don't think it's on Hulu. I think it's on YouTube.
Okay.
I think the only place I was able to find it. I saw it. It's not that long. You know, it's like only a few episodes, but it's absolutely like dead on great. Pretty rough, but it's believe me, you guys see it, the ending will spook the living hell out of you.
Okay. Dead Set. All right.
Fellas. As always, you guys put on a great show, even when you guys are all taking vacations left and right.
All right.
Take care, fellas. I hope to hear you guys again.
See you, Orlando.
Okay. Orlando.
Big O.
See, we have our own Big O.
Yeah.
That's Orlando. He's our Big O.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say? 20 minutes in a folding chair?
A folding chair.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow. That's awesome.
Still trying to figure out exactly how that enhances.
You need some prop.
So this Bellucci,
she needs to lean on something.
Fred, did you see Benjamin Button?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
Why?
I did see it. I didn't like it at
you
all.
Didn't like
underwhelmed
it at all.
By it.
Yeah. Did you like Forrest Gump?
Yes.
Yeah, I did too.
Yes, liked Forrest Gump a lot.
Yeah, I want to see Bruno. Haven't seen that yet.
I have no interest.
I heard that Bruno was among the worst movies ever.
Is that right?
Yes.
By who?
The same people who said that someone was overrated.
Right.
Or underrated.
So I need to.
I
know
heard
who
Mike
said.
And Mike talking about it this morning. Golic walked out.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people.
It's
did.
The third movie that he's ever walked out of, and. What was the? I'm trying to think. It was very funny. Oh wow! The first one was Any Given Sunday.
He walked out of,
and Hope Floats.
Well, why would you even go?
And everybody was like, "You went to see Hope Floats."
I've never walked out of a movie.
I walked out of Dragnet when I was like in high school.
Remember
Dragnet? Tom Hanks.
Yeah.
Was in it?
Yeah, I didn't see that.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Oh,
have you walked out of movies, Fred?
I don't remember ever when I was a little kid, I had to walk out of Beneath the Planet of the Apes because I had to throw up. But other than that, I've never walked out of a
movie.
Did
the movie make you throw up, or were you sick from something else?
It might have been a combination of when the atomic bomb people took off their masks and all the candy I ate before.
Oh.
So.
I used to have, Andy, you know the big movie theaters that have like, you know, 12, 14. When we were in high school, we had a lot of guys that would work at those theaters, so we would go see every movie for nothing.
Right.
They would let you in. So you go in to see 14 movies in like a 2.5-week span. We walked out of a few of them.
Yeah,
some of them were just really, really bad.
It's tough, though. I mean, now you're paying over $10 for a movie.
Yeah.
It's not something you casually walk out of.
Right.
So it's a big investment, you know, after you get your popcorn and your soda.
Plus, you think every movie's great, so.
I don't think every movie's great.
Talk about overrated.
Well, that's why
you overrate movies more than anyone.
I wanted to see what you thought about Benjamin Button, just because I had seen it, and I.
Paul lost interest after a half hour.
Oh,
am I right?
I watched the whole thing, but it just wasn't good. It wasn't very good.
Too
slow.
Sappy.
Oh, ridiculously slow.
Yeah. Let's see. Let's get to some email, shall we? Webradio.
The show's almost over. We probably should.
Well, actually, he gets really upset when I don't get to him right away. Is Craig on the phone? Craig from North Carolina is on the phone.
A real Patriots fan, baby.
All right, shut up.
Don't make him come through the phone and attack you, Andy.
Jack.
Yeah. Boy, there's a lot of Craig hating going on last week. I don't know what the deal is with these guys named John.
Well, I wasn't here to keep...
There was John in South Carolina, another John in, Texas,
Dallas.
I think.
Yeah.
The Johns.
Yeah, well, you know, actually, one of them must not be listening for too long, or either hears my voice and turns the volume down, I'm not sure, but, you know, he said, oh, you can only be a Patriot fan if you grew up in New England. Hello? You know, I was born in New England and lived there, you know, through high school. So, anyway, Johns, whoever you happen to be out there, glad you're a Pats fan. Glad you're listening to the show. Glad you're contributing.
Wow, you've really changed your tune since
you were
calling all those guys out.
You would have been proud of Eric and Andy. They did a great job last week.
Oh, did they? That's good to hear.
Thank you, Craig.
Good to hear.
It's not what I heard.
Yep, they sure did.
Because we are the report. We're the real radio hosts here.
Damn Skippy. Hey, listen, guys, just to chime in on the overrated, underrated, when I hang up, you guys ought to do an overrated, underrated of how Fred thinks of players.
Well, so if it's a Patriot, overrated. If it's an opponent, underrated. It's done.
Okay. Having said that, just to chime in on the Vic question,
yep.
I've got no problem with bringing Vic in and letting him try to earn a spot. That's all we hear is Wildcat. Give me a break. I mean, you know, that's good, but as good as our offense is going to be, I just don't really see a need in trying to execute a lot of gadget plays. But I would give him an opportunity, you know, as a backup quarterback. Also, you know, nobody's talked about the potential for him to be a returner. I mean, if he's got the speed and the elusiveness that he had before he got locked up, I mean, my God, could you imagine him returning kicks?
Yeah,
it's a different type of speed and elusiveness that you need as a return man than just scrambling around
cojones,
in the pocket. Yeah.
And a different mentality and a different approach to life in the game.
I don't
game,
think he's ever done it.
I don't think he has either, and I'm not sure, even if he wants to prove himself a million times over, I'm not sure he'd be willing and want to do it.
Right.
Well, we've got so many guys, you know, on the roster now. I mean, if he's not going to be, you know, used, you know, in certain situations, I just don't see him, you know, taking a roster spot. If he's not going to be a specialist, I just don't see him taking a roster spot.
It's
I mean, hell, for crying out loud, we got 7 nose tackles right now.
Yeah, well, most of them aren't going to make the team.
This is true.
All but 2 of them aren't, probably.
You'll probably end up with 2.
Okay, one last thing. You guys, I know you follow the league pretty closely. What guys out there were franchised this past season and still haven't signed their tender? The only one I know of is Dunter Robinson for Houston.
In terms of signing their tender,
yeah,
I have no idea.
Has Dansby signed his?
I don't know.
I know Peppers signed his.
Right. And I know a lot of those guys didn't sign long-term extensions.
Right.
Like even a Tugway signed, I think, a 1-year deal, which I thought was weird.
Right.
Why would you do that? But, you know, I don't know for sure which ones. Dante
Cincinnati
Robinson
didn't
sign it yet.
Punter, who did they franchise?
Oh, yeah.
Some
Graham?
Specialist.
Yeah, Shane Graham.
One of them.
I haven't heard if they signed all those guys signed their tenders yet.
Why? Yeah. What are you thinking?
Oh, I'm kind of like Fred. I mean, I understand, you know, I mean, he was really gung-ho about the undefeated season and everything. But, you know, the more I think about it, you know, if we had a dominant pass rusher playing outside linebacker, it would take some of the heat off our young secondary. And while I think we've got, you know, a lot of talent on our defense, I think we lack depth. And, you know, I just hate to see our offense go out there and perform in a great way and us, you know, end up falling because, you know, we're short one or two essential elements and on the D.
Well, here's my take on this. I am mentally prepared to go into this season with the crop of linebackers that we have, with a positive attitude thinking, hey, they must know something about Gary Guyton in Pierre Woods and be confident in these guys. You know, now it's not going to take me long into the season, if, you know, to jump ship on that. But right now, I am mentally prepared that, okay, you know, they could have something with these guys. They brought in Paris Lennon. You know, he seems to be a solid, if not, you know,
he's going
to
be good. Yeah. I'm on the Paris Lennon bandwagon.
He seems to be okay. You know, so he's not going to, you know, he'll be able to fill that
spot. You're taking the Donald Rumsfeld approach.
Yeah, but I
you go to war with the army you have, not the army you wish you had.
I think so. I'm mentally prepared to do that. I'm not going to go in the season thinking, oh, I wish we had so-and-so. I want to see what Pierre Woods can do. He showed some signs of really progressing. Guyton, all I'm hearing about is good things from him.
I'm excited see Crable because of what we've heard from his teammates.
From people who know.
This offseason.
What's that?
Crable, same way. We've heard positive things from
his
teammates.
You're right. I left out Crable. But him, I haven't really seen anything.
That's even more why I'm excited to see what he can do because we haven't really seen him.
So.
Yeah, I think in an all-access you guys had on the site, Belichick was being interviewed, and he was talking about how dedicated the young linebackers have been. They, you know, that they barely left, you know, during the offseason.
How long are we going here?
Wow, that's
that was not very nice, Doctor.
Well, that's just Doc. You know, he's not Gary. What you gonna
that's
do?
True.
Wow.
Hey, he blew me up.
It's kind of like when we're talking about franchise quarterbacks. How often do you replace a franchise producer with another franchise producer? More often than not, you end up with a bum.
If you're not nice, I'm bringing two gender back.
Oh, yeah, that's true. He sucked.
Now, Tomash is next in line.
Yeah.
Not if I bring two gender back.
Two gender is the worst there ever was at anything. Yeah. Him and his wife's car pulling into the lot every morning.
All right. Let's
he
see.
He still doesn't know what that means.
It's a Jeep. Model is vagina.
Let's see. Who's writing in here?
I don't know. There's some hot chick getting out of the pool on Vegas. I'll get back to you.
In super slow motion.
James is saying he's a first-time emailer from Australia who's just discovered
the podcast.
And loves the show, so far at least. Should be even better when the season starts and you're not just trying to pad out the 2 hours.
Not so sure.
Since this is quite new to me, I am curious if there are any other new shows that come in during the season. All I get at the moment is PFW in Progress and the roster report.
Why, yes.
Signed, Nikki Kirsch.
Actually, that is true. During the season, we have Patriots Playbook, which immediately follows our show.
Who hosts that?
John Rook
and sometimes
Eric Scalavino. And then we have shows throughout the week. Once a week, Brian Lowe does a fantasy show called the B-Lowdown.
Fantasy Lowdown.
And we're going to have another show hosted by the people in the pro shop.
Ken Flanders.
Talking about merchandise and memorabilia. And that'll be once a week for an hour. And there might be some other things we add on along the way. We'd like to get some players involved, give them a show.
I'm all for it.
You know, so there is additional content during the season.
And we have an additional show, right? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Right. We go Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday during the season. Plus,
we simulcast
Patriots Monday and Friday from WEEI. So
that has players.
I thought we'd lead with the lead, you know? Yeah,
Patriots.com radio really ramps up, you know, once the season starts. Got a few things to bring up from the last couple of shows. First of all, and most importantly, the hottest woman in the world debate. How Miranda Kerr hasn't been mentioned yet is beyond me. A Victoria's Secret model and girlfriend of Orlando Bloom. She's definitely one of the hottest people you can find. Do a Google search if you haven't seen her.
Can you print that
it's
out?
It's totally worth it. The other one I like is Anna Ivanovic, a tennis player, stunning, classy, and always smiling. I saw her at a tournament in January, and it certainly made my day. I've heard about her. She's pretty good looking.
I've never heard of either of them.
I heard of the tennis player, not the
But mom. I'll tell you, if that other chick's hot, they must be one of the hottest couples in the world, because I know my wife is in love with Orlando Bloom. Madly in love.
Really?
You are, too, obviously.
Not really.
So that's John. James is from Brisbane, Australia.
That's John. James. What?
Which one is it?
That's James. John. James is from Brisbane, James. Australia.
Let's see. Who else is writing
John's
in
from
here?
Sydney.
Audra writes in. Audra is from Rock Hill, South Carolina. Formerly Coventry, Rhode Island.
Benjamin Watson.
Richard Seymour. And I think both. There's two of them, I believe.
Troy. Was Troy from there?
Maybe it's Troy. There were two Rock Hill aliens.
She says, my name is Audra, and I just wanted to send a quick opinion on a discussion that is being had on one of your podcasts. I've listened to a few callers, all men, who have stated that how they can tell if they are a true fan. I'm hearing things like only if you lived in New England or only if you wanted the 19-0 season, etc. Here is my thing. Oh, I just hit a button. Here
Seymour,
is my thing.
Seymour's listed as Gadsden, South Carolina.
Oh. I am a girl who has played sports all my life and love to sit back and have a few beers while watching the Pats.
Nice.
I do not follow the technical stats, do not watch sports talk on TV, do not listen to sports talk radio, and I certainly do not have to read the online newspapers to get the headlines. I know each person is different, and the above references are all things that my husband does faithfully. I am a Patriots fan and a true Patriots fan. I have watched them since I was a little girl and will talk junk about all the other teams with the best of them. I don't get mad when they lose. I don't care about where I come from on the map. It's all about the love of the game and supporting your team. So there you go. You guys, I guess, laid down some conditions.
No, Craig did.
Craig did. Craig from South Carolina. Where is he from? North Carolina.
So what's he saying?
He's saying real Patriots fans are the ones who side with us on the 19-0, the great debate.
Right.
Because they felt the most pain from that loss.
And that set off other fans.
Right, who were saying, no, a real Patriots fan is one who wants to see their team competitive every year.
Which I think is a little silly, Fred, to say that a real Patriot fan would only want that one way or the other. I think that's a legitimate debate that you could look at either way. Doesn't mean that you're a real or not Patriot fan. Or,
no, but good for Craig for spurring that debate.
You're not a pink hat if you don't like that.
Both those girls are Jags.
Which one's this?
Jags.
Which one's this, Dr. Kerr?
First two are Kerr. The last one, who's on a tennis court,
is clearly the tennis player.
Good call, Doc. Benjamin Watson from Rock Hill, by the way.
Josh,
as Eric pointed out.
Josh in York, Maine, writes in, let's get the great debate further. Would you rather have a 19-0 season or a New England football team? Here's the scenario. The Pats go undefeated, winning the Super Bowl, and Bob Kraft retires, sells the team, and they are moved to L.A. or any other city. Would you rather the Pats' legacy in New England be capped off with the first 19-0 season, or would you rather have the Kraft family and a Pats team in New England? Please don't consider your employment. Keep the team here.
Keep the team. Yeah, that's a no-brainer. And it doesn't matter if Kraft is here or whoever.
No.
Whoever, and it doesn't matter about our employment. I want a team that I can root for.
Right.
Yeah.
The Patriots moved, and all of a sudden you don't have a pro football team, and you become L.A.
I'm not moving to L.A.
That would stink.
Let's see.
Partial to employment.
That
too.
Fred, your inbox must be filled from Thursday's show since Eric decided to share all of his personal opinions and not ours.
Wow, you did that?
What happened?
The hell is he talking about?
You didn't read any emails?
Nice job, Eric.
We read a million emails in that show.
I thought we did, too. I didn't notice it, and I was sitting across from Eric.
I don't know what he's talking about.
Eric did a fine job.
Fred, I got an email when I was on vacation pleading for me to return because it was left that the show was left in the hands of the two worst people on the show.
Wow.
And I spent the next 20 minutes trying to figure out which two of you guys were here. No offense.
Well, we don't have as much experience with you doing real radio.
No, from what I hear, it was a great show.
We're not the pro that you are.
To be honest with you, I hear it was a great show.
Brian goes on to say, I think
you didn't even pick up on it, to be honest with you. Come on!
I was going to say, to be honest with you.
I was reading an email.
Jeez.
I think there is money to be made off of the brilliant mind of Fred Kirsch. His thoughts and opinions buoy the show, and it sinks when he's not around to say things like, Halle Berry got kicked in the ass. I don't remember saying that.
We know what it means.
Our show has made COX better.
Our show should make Cox bigger.
Why did you spell it?
It's okay if he said it.
You've said it 1,000 times.
So you dress like a nerd. A shark isn't a dolphin. F you and F the league. I know I've said that. And double F the Steelers. I know I've said that too. Slap these on T-shirts and lunchboxes and you guys will make a fortune.
It's true.
I don't know.
Need a second T-shirt.
They all have to be taken in context.
Yeah, that really clears them up.
That'll keep us out of court.
Reed from the Cape. Hey, guys, and Eric. Recently, I watched
a
bowl game. I watched a bowl game from 2003 between Texas Tech and Texas.
I did, too.
In the game, something caught my eye.
What channel was that on?
Fox.
No, Comcast.
Wes Welker was splitting time between running back and wideout. So here's my question to you guys. If Wes Welker came into the NFL as a running back, how effective would he have been?
He wouldn't
probably
be
not nearly as effective as he is, but he could play a role like Kevin Falk. I don't think so. He's just too small.
Yeah, I don't think you would. I don't think you would still be in the league.
Also, I was on NFL.com and there was a poll. The two options were: do the Pats make the Super Bowl or do they not? 78% said they wouldn't make it to the game. All I have to say to these Patriots haters is suck it, and they are just jealous.
Well, it's also it's Tiger versus the field. Do you want the field or Tiger?
Right, and here's the thing. Give me the other 31 teams with the same one, and you tell me that you're not going to get a bigger percentage of not than that. I'll bet you that'll be the highest percentage that you would get.
You got more than a fifth of all fans of all teams to say you're probably going to win the Super Bowl.
I'm taking the Patriots over the field.
Right.
And I'll bet you that's the highest percentage, maybe Pittsburgh. But I think it'll be the
highest.
Patriots would be the highest percentage. That's I think that's a pretty high number.
Sure. Adrian writes in. He says, hey, guys.
But Paul, just to get back, they are playing classic football on Comcast now, random times. And more often than not, they're interesting Patriots-wise and different things. Well, like this, Vince Young was a quarterback for Texas. B.J. Simmons, isn't that his name, B.J. Simmons?
I think it's Simons.
Well, Simons was Welker's quarterback. But there are a lot of players that I didn't, you know, you don't really think of where they went to school. Or like Bo Scaife, I think, was on
Well, I didn't know
Texas.
I didn't know he went to that. Yeah,
he was in the game. He caught a pass. some guy, B.J. Johnson, made me laugh just because it said on his jersey, B.J. Johnson. but there are a lot of players involved. It was interesting.
He's never going to grow up. He's never going to grow up.
You tell me that's not funny when it says on the back of a guy's shirt, B.J. Johnson.
No, it's not laugh out loud funny. No.
You have no sense of humor. You're a pseudo-intellect.
Well, he has
You're
a different
child.
Sense of humor.
Yes,
what
I'm
is
an intelligent
it?
One.
No, you don't.
I'm not a child.
He has a PBS sense of humor.
What does that mean?
He's got a PMS
NPR.
Sense of humor.
But what does that mean? Give me an example of NPR. Give me an example of NPR humor, because I don't...
He said PBS.
And then he said NPR.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. You know, same thing. Public radio, public TV.
Because I get a sense that those guys don't have any sense of humor. So is that what you're saying? Because that's kind of a shot at Eric.
It was nice.
Thanks, Fred.
It's like, you know, did you see him wearing white after Labor Day? You know, that type of thing.
it's probably accurate.
Idle hands make the devil's work. So well,
I don't
give the boys entertain, right? Remember that day you were talking
I don't
about
they sound like Rodney Dangerfield.
That's what you were doing in the office.
W.C. Fields and Rodney Dangerfield.
That day you were making fun of Harvard football and you were going on about that.
That's different. That's a totally different
10,000 men of Harvard, not a football player among them?
Fight Harvard.
Yeah.
No, we like Harvard. Not too hard. Keep it sporting.
We like Harvard. The former burger-eating champion of PFW in Progress is working on their staff.
And actually, in fairness to them, they've been dominant the last 5 years.
Let's see.
Northeastern can learn a thing or two.
Adrian says, greetings from Ireland.
From
hey, guys, and Princess Erica.
Wow.
Hope you can read this out. I've been listening to the guys for maybe 3 to 4 months now and figured it was about time to drop you a quick email to thank you for the wonderful job you do. I used to just download Patriots Today from iTunes until one day I luckily stumbled across your show. Since then, you guys have kept me updated and entertained on my two-hour commute to work each day. The show is awesome, and my day isn't complete without pulling out my iPod and getting my fix of the PFW in Progress. I look forward
to it with your iPod, your own business.
Wouldn't do that in public. Get arrested.
I look forward to seeing all of you in London and buying you a pint of Guinness and a cranberry juice for Eric. I hope you enjoy today's lunch. And thanks for Toyota Tacoma for sorting that out for me. So was this Adrian in Ireland that sent us lunch today? Oh, that's thank you.
Thank you, Adrian.
Just like the subject line says.
I'm glad I stumbled on the email.
Well done, Adrian. Lunch was very good.
Did you get your passport yet?
I ordered it.
Oh, okay.
Did you just drop an S?
No, I said shoot. I said shoot.
Are you sure?
Yes.
All right.
It's only for anniversaries.
Quick game. This game is called Proven versus Potential.
Nobody wanted to play the most over and under.
Basically,
huh?
You have
Fred
no. I have some. I'll read some.
Fred ruined it for everybody.
Basically, you have the option to trade current Patriots players, proven, for new and upcoming stars of the NFL potential. You have
like
to take
it.
Into consideration how long more the proven player will play for and decide whether to keep them until they retire or cut your losses now and take a punt on a new guy who could potentially play for a number of years but could also be a bust. For example, 3 more years of Tom Brady versus 10 years of Matt Ryan. Okay, ready? Here we go. Brady versus Ryan.
3 more years?
Just whatever you think it might be.
Oh,
Brady.
Brady.
I'll take Brady.
Yeah, me too.
Well,
Brady.
If it was only 3 years, I'd take Ryan.
Right, yeah.
Right, but we don't know. You're guessing what you think Brady has left and what you think Ryan has left.
Good, go. Yeah.
Brady versus Aaron Rodgers. Brady.
Oh, Brady, please.
Just so you know, the answer is always going to be Brady for me.
Lawrence Maroney versus Maurice Jones-Drew.
Maurice Jones-Drew.
Yes, Jones-Drew.
Okay. Lawrence Maroney versus Matt Forte.
I'll take Maroney.
Yeah, I think Forte is overrated.
I'll take Maroney.
I'll take Forte.
Randy Moss versus Larry Fitzgerald.
Larry Fitzgerald.
Got it. Randy Moss versus DeSean Jackson.
DeSean Jackson.
Wes Welker versus Devin Hester.
Wes Welker.
Good. All right. Have a good day, Fred. Take it easy on the fried dough.
I mean, I would have appreciated Wes Welker as compared to another wide receiver, but that's just me.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, Wes Welker, our return guy.
Yeah.
I mean,
who already had his historic season, so I'm not going to bank on that coming again.
All right. Let's see.
Oh, by the way, former Patriots and stadium employee Charles London is the assistant receivers coach for the Bears now.
Oh, really?
Got moved over.
Wow. That's good for him. Dan in Fairfax, Virginia says, this is about the overrated, underrated. I would say the most overrated player on the Pats is Matt Light. He's a good player but never deserved All-Pro or was worthy of multiple Pro Bowls. I would put Ty Warren as my underrated player. He seems to be thought of way below Seymour and Wilfork, and I think he is at their level. And by the way, the only thing amazing about that It's Amazing song we had to sit through before the show today is that even with electronic pitch correction, the guy still couldn't sing. Who's that?
Oh, that was covering up for technical difficulties, right, or something?
Oh, did they have technical?
We started late, so there was some music playing before we...
Chris Pereira screwed something up. I would agree wholeheartedly with Matt Light.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I'm not sure I completely agree with Ty Warren. I think he is... I'm going to fall back on the Fred thing. I think he's rated.
About
I think
where
he's okay.
Be, I agree.
Yeah.
Matt Light would be a candidate for, based on the All-Pro thing, most overrated player ever.
Wow.
I mean, he's an All-Pro, and he's not.
Well, who was he going up against that year?
31 other tackles.
Let's see. Brian in Chapel Hill. Here are my votes for the question, and I'll focus on the offensive line. Overrated Matt Light. For those of you who disagree, just watch when we play Taylor and the Dolphins. Underrated, Russ Hochstein, hear me out. The guy isn't even considered as a part of the team, yet he fulfills the role of being able to be plugged in anywhere on the line when he goes down. I think that's key.
I think he would fall under Ty Warren.
He doesn't consider him part of the team.
He's a backup.
I think he's very good in his role as a backup with versatility. If he starts too much, you start to say, okay, he's a backup. He's a good backup.
TG
you mean Jarvis? You mean Jarvis or Ty Warren?
No,
I think he's rated properly.
Yeah,
okay.
I think he's rated properly.
Yeah, I don't think that he's
very valuable backup, but I don't see anybody rushing to get him in the starting lineup.
This is a hard game to play because most of the guys on this team are rated where they should be, I think.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't think that.
I can't believe you just said that.
I don't
after
think,
laughing at me
I don't
saying
think,
the same
I don't
thing.
Think that at all, and I also think that you want to talk about Russ Hochstein. I don't think too many teams, fans, can spout off the backup linemen for their teams.
Right. That's part of the reason why.
So if anything, he's overrated.
Right.
That's part of the reason why I think because we know so much about this team, and I'm including the fans there. This team is heavily
nice
covered. It's hard to under or overrate any of these guys.
I disagree. You take the perception of what you feel people think about.
I know,
guys.
But you only
and there's three emails
listen,
right there that have,
you only listen to the nonsense. You don't listen
I'm not
to the reason.
Listening to nonsense. I'm listening
did you
to
point
the
to yourself when you said reason. Did you put your hand on your own
I
chest?
Did.
I'm listening to the fans that just wrote in. There was three good emails right there with suggestions.
I know, that's all I'm listening to. Okay. Let's see.
TG doesn't want to play. Okay.
TG and NJ
playing the role of Eric.
TG and NJ says the Heart and Gut Radio Show. Oh, that's a good one.
No, I like Heart and Fart. Better.
I kind of like Heart and Gut.
No.
All right. Anyway, he says underrated. Although
he's on a diet though, so it won't be there by the time we have a show. I mean, 2 days in a row now, he's eating healthy.
Well, you notice with
dying.
All the opportunities opening up, he's starting to say, "I better."
Not die soon.
Right.
Yeah, that's why I'm doing it, because radio, a prerequisite for Boston
but,
radio.
You know, nowadays.
The biggest guy in Boston
nowadays,
radio is the biggest
though,
guy in Boston radio.
No
even
one
though,
does
you,
just
though
radio
I'm,
anymore.
Out of the 50 guys that do radio in Boston, I'm probably number 48 in the terms of the lightest.
No one does just radio anymore. They do both everything. You have to be a
total
media
because all these guys
they
that
do
all these
everything.
Radio and TV shows are all thin. John Dennis, Glenn Ordway, Pete Shepard. Some of the smallest guys I've ever seen.
Underrated, although his skills are diminishing, Kevin Falk. Overrated, Andy Hart's Tufts University education. That's good. I like it.
Who's this?
TG and NJ.
You suck.
Come on, Andy. Chickens? Really? Let's see if I can get you to go on a tangent.
I'd just like to point out, nobody has told me exactly
how it
works.
Hey, Andy, which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Your mom.
Oh.
When I was her.
Wow. Wow. Oh, no.
Did you have a folding chair?
I did. Folded her like a chair.
Let's see. Steve writes in. Let's see if Steve says where he's from.
He started it.
No, he doesn't.
Steve Areno.
He says, most overrated, Richard Seymour. Despite injuries, he has been riding his reputation for the past 2 years. And don't try to give me the crap about some greatness doesn't show up in the stat column.
I think if I had to say either way, he's overrated.
But he led the team in sacks last year, so last year was an example of it showing up in the stats. Right. He had 8 sacks.
Most underrated, Sammy Morris, a damn solid banger up the middle who has been known as a backup role player for his entire career. And then both overrated and underrated, he says Gerard Mayo. Underrated nationally, but overrated locally.
Underrated nationally?
I agree. I agree with that. Right.
Underrated nationally. The guy that won the Defensive Rookie of the Year is underrated nationally?
I think he's a little underrated outside of New England.
He won Defensive Rookie of the Year.
He virtually ran unopposed. Now, who else was going to win? The only guy that was going to give him any chance got hurt like 8 weeks into the season.
And you said he stunk.
I didn't say he stunk. Said he was underwhelming.
And somebody called you out for being wrong. That's
wrong.
But I would agree with that. And I think it's hard to do that at the same time.
Tucci writes in. He says, speaking of overrated, does anyone even compare to Doctor? You'd think you'd get a new bit or open by now.
Wow.
Wow.
Somebody wants back in the show. That ad thing isn't so hot, is it?
That's employee on employee crime right there.
Yeah, that's...
You missed last week.
Oh, yeah. He was eating in left and right.
Two-gender emailed them like 5 times.
And Fred, I gave him the courtesy invite to the bash, and he blew us off. He's not coming
Friday.
He's
not bringing his wife's car up to Peabody?
Wow.
He still doesn't know what that means.
Now, were you going to make him wear a cap in the pool?
I would.
You don't want all that hair clogging.
He's not coming.
He shaved his hair,
He shaved his head, you know.
Yeah, that's true. Did shave his hair.
Yeah, that's true.
I heard he didn't.
It's like he's
elsewhere.
Like in some asylum or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's, you never want to have that.
He changes.
Shrubs are out of control. Yeah, how come it said they'll be swimming for the children? Am I not allowed to swim?
Anybody can go swimming, but I just...
So it's not like dunking for apples?
I didn't feel like saying that I have a pool is a draw for, like, Brian Lowe, for example. But it might, you know... Someone who said, geez, and I don't want to, it's going to be the middle of the summer. I'm going to drag the kids all that way, and they're going to sit there and not have anything to do. Well, this,
Paul,
you go in the pool.
What are your,
I know, but did you not invite the same people that usually come to my house?
No.
Oh, really? It's different people?
I invited.
It's Paul's party.
I invited everybody on our show, everybody that works for PFW and Patriots.com, and I invited all of KSP.
So you're trying to upstage me now?
No.
You think you're better than me?
No, I didn't invite a lot of people that you do invite, right. But I don't necessarily want to get into it.
You try to be all fraudulent and invite everybody.
Legitimate question for you, Paul.
I don't know them.
Do you have...
I didn't want you there.
Do you have thunderstorm contingency plans?
No.
So thunderstorm is you get in your car and you get your ass home.
Yeah, I mean,
get the F out!
But in the summer, especially as you get into like late July and August, it's going to be 85, sunny, muggy, and a chance of a thunderstorm every afternoon.
Right.
That's just the way life is.
Now, will you be inflating the small pool for
children? The small pool will be inflated.
Okay. Because Jackson's never been in a big pool, and I'm not sure after the Fred Kirsch incident last year when he pretended to drown and Jackson cried. I'm not sure if he'll go in a big pool ever again. He equates it with death.
Who said Fred was pretending?
The fat floats.
Reason from Reading writes in, I must say I'm impressed by the wide array of Patriots-related multimedia options that are available for every Pats fan's delight and amusement. A buddy of mine who was a Steelers fan heard me listening to PFW in Progress and was complaining that the Steelers didn't have their show like that. Andy, I was curious, do you know if any other teams have their own internet radio show? What about setting up some kind of internet team radio debates or something like that? Actually, teams do.
Do you know all the teams that do?
The Cowboys do.
The Jets do.
The Giants did. I'm not sure if they still do. The Jets do.
The Jets do because Andy and I have been.
Yeah, the Colts.
What's his name? Yeah.
I don't know if the Colts do one just for the internet, but I know they simulcast.
They have a players. Like, former players are part of that show.
Yeah, they don't because that guy said he listens to ours because theirs is just like a player or something and it's not good.
It was funny. The Jets.
But they have one.
But they don't have like open discussion. It didn't sound like it was.
Look, let's face it.
Before the Thursday night game last year, Fred. Dan Lieberfeld, who you know, he's the U of the Jets,
and he broke a major story that affected this team,
pretty big one.
Yeah, that's true.
He did.
But he was doing the the radio, and
it's funny. They were doing the show live.
Wow.
They were going to call me, but they told me when I call, answer the phone. You'll see the number come up. You'll know it's me. I'm going to call at this time. Just talk to us like you're on the air, because they didn't have like a doc to sort of set me up and, you know, pot me in or whatever all your radio terms are. I had to answer
the
phone and be on
hello?
The air. Don't say hello. Who's this? I've been fiddling around with this thing for a half an hour.
We don't want any.
No, this no one comes close to what we're doing right now.
We've had just drink to get drunk.
The Super Bowl, we had the Spadaro?
Spuds, Dave Spadaro.
Yeah. Guy on. We did a little cross.
He's one of the guys in that market used a lot on TV when they need somebody to talk to about the Eagles.
Is he a thin guy?
He's pretty well known.
We have a lot of people on from the other teams on Patriots Playbook, too.
Hmm?
What's that? Patriots Playbook, that show that follows PFW during the regular season.
You have them on as guests?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant listening.
From papers or from radio shows?
Both.
Which teams have radio shows.
No. Some of them is their actual radio team, their play-by-play team.
Oh, the Gil and Gino.
Or some of the sports talk
show
unit
on his
So what does that have to do with what we're talking about? We're talking about internet radio shows.
You're going to tell, next week, you're going to tell Gino this story, right? Please?
No.
In 2.5 weeks.
Oh, I'm going to go to a guy and tell him I'm dreaming about his penis on his hip.
That's why I want to see it.
In 2.5 weeks.
Come on. And you better not bring it up either, asshole. Or I swear
Whoa!
To God.
Thanks, babe. Hang around for a little while. Wait a minute. You told the story on a radio show.
Yeah, but he doesn't know what the internet is. God. I shouldn't have to worry about it.
He doesn't know what the internet is.
Hello.
Now, when's the first game? The 13th? So we got 3 weeks?
Yeah.
We're going to be traveling in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're going to hear this absolute cackle in the back of the bus.
Don't do that.
And it's going to be Andy and
Don't
Paul
do that.
When Gino walks onto the bus.
Oh, really? Come on.
What if I just play it?
He made me cry.
What if I just tape this show on my iPod, bring it, play
hey,
it?
Hey, listen to this, Gino.
Gino, they're talking about you on this radio show.
Come on now.
Again, we say things on the show that just assume no one's going to hear.
Oh, God.
And Fred swore again.
Yeah, again.
That was as blatant as any.
Yeah.
What do you got? Is that leftover poison ivy you got there on your elbow?
No, I think it's warts. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Ugh, that's gross.
You know who eyeballs it more than anyone?
Jackson,
when I'm changing his diaper. He always looks at it.
Don't touch me with that.
Get that leaping thing away from me.
Yeah.
Will those spread?
Did you just...
Those genital warts?
It's a virus. Warts are a virus.
What do I do with them?
You can put the compound W on it or...
The compound W? You
know? Is that really something?
I don't know.
That's for warts.
They
that's
freeze
wart
them
removal.
Off or something. I don't know. What
I had one of the planters wart on my foot and the doctor just froze it and scraped it up.
No, those you have removed.
Can I get him to do this? If I go to the doctor, will they take it out?
I don't know. Look, I'm not a doctor, okay?
You
and Bill Belichick on the internet.
Right.
He's holding up his elbow full of warts. I don't want to see that.
I didn't bring it up. Fat man did.
Let's see.
Why did he get so mean? I
got to deflect focus.
I don't know. What's the poison ivy? What is that,
oh,
all red?
Gone. That was over here. That was bad, but it's gone. We've moved on.
LT from Adelaide writes in, hey, guys, awesome to have the total crew back together again. Can't wait for training camp and the season to begin. Great to hear dream stories and wondering how chicken lay eggs. With the full PFW gang back, I would like to give Fred and Paul the chance to defend themselves, as I still did not get an answer as to who would win a fight between all of you. Eric stated that he would kick Andy's nuts, and Andy would headbutt you all. Not sure as to where Fred would be, and Paul, well, he's angry, right?
He is.
That's true.
I think what we said was, LT was right about the first two, and then we said Paul would sit on us. And then Fred would forget or have a meeting and he would leave.
No, I think we posed the idea that maybe Fred would kick somebody's butt and then have a heart attack because he's no way he's going through three guys.
This is what would happen. It'd be like one of those, you know, Rumble Royales. You guys would all team up on me to get rid of me first because I'm the biggest threat. And then
no
you guys,
chance.
And then you
just
guys
so you
could,
know, Andy
no
is
chance.
The youngest and in the best shape. So if anybody
and
was
all
teamed
head.
Up
I've
on it, would be him.
I've disproved what youth and being in shape can do for him. I beat him in three sports
See, I would
in
just,
the same day.
I would just fight the Everett fight, and whatever it took to win,
You pick up a piece of glass and you...
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And snap it.
If I realized at some point, you know, I would be like Tyson. If I realized at some point it wasn't going well, I'd do something to change it.
Right. Well, that's what fighting's about, right?
Exactly. There's no rules.
There's no rules.
Well, the fight doesn't end until the winner says it's over.
But now, what if it was wrestling
that would
with
be me.
Rules?
I would.
Well,
win.
You would win. You were a wrestler. I assume you know how to wrestle.
Yeah.
You used to wear a singlet when you rolled out the mat in the.
Now there's rules there. I would lose that.
Emerson Gym or wherever.
Do you have the cauliflower ear?
No. No, I didn't do it long enough to do that. No? Those guys did it like...
His wrestling career was kind of like football career. Non-existent.
Yeah.
He still has a singlet.
I do.
Do you really?
I have two of them.
It's a thong now, but...
It's dental floss.
Pretty much.
You put it on lately?
No.
You and Nick are a little role-playing.
Oh.
Wow. Take me to the mat, big boy.
That crossed the line, Fred.
I really did.
That crossed the line.
Bringing in the wives now?
That crossed
the
line. Oh,
wait.
That's going to make the
party awkward.
The
man who once said,
yeah.
Does she take it anally about my wife?
Is Nikki coming?
I
That's a good point.
No. I said to you
no,
just
about taking your temperature, does she take it in the can?
No, you said
does she take it anally?
Whatever, but it meant about you.
No,
you took it the wrong way.
Well, that's one of those that you could legitimately fall back on the context.
Right.
But you said those words. And is your lovely wife coming on Friday or no?
She got Pilates? Well, she has to work at 5, so there's a
she
problem.
She Pilates?
Yeah.
She can come at noon, leave at 3.
Well, that's what trying to work something out here.
Am I coming up Route 1? I know you said everybody should go around 128.
I think you should go around 128. There won't be any traffic on a Friday at that time.
And those directions are
for you? Oh, you're coming from your house?
Yeah, up 93.
You can come up Route 1.
Which one has
go
90, more chance?
Go 93 over the Tobin Bridge.
Issues I need to deal with?
There might be a little on the bridge, but there won't be traffic.
So coming from Rhodey, did you follow the directions you gave or what? 128 was what you
128.
Gave,
I think 128 is easier for you.
Yeah. All right.
Let's
but
see.
I went down Route 1 when I went to your house, down 93.
LT says, on to football. Which rookie do you expect to have the greatest impact on the season? Which player will be most improved from this season to last season, and which player will go backwards the furthest and have a diminution?
You just stunned him.
I don't know. In their
Eric,
skills.
Okay.
I was reading this thing on the Fox here.
What?
I don't know. There's some one of these hidden.
Okay, so
things.
Which rookie do you think
Chung.
Will have the greatest impact this season?
Chung.
That's
what I wrote on SPFW as well.
I think probably Chung.
Chung?
Yeah, I think Butler has a chance
maybe,
to do some
Butler.
Different things, too.
I think Chung is because there's less competition to have an impact.
And I also think that he is the more sure bet to contribute on defense, whereas Butler, if he is involved in the return game, he
right.
could. But I think Butler, I mean, Chung definitely will be involved in the defense.
I mean, he's the third safety, right?
I don't really see how it could be
third
any other
safeties
way.
On this team generally play.
You're overlooking somebody pretty big.
Brandon
too.
McGowan?
No.
Antoine Spain?
Ray Ventrone?
No.
There's no other relevant safeties. Oh, sorry, Tank. I was just kidding. That's a shot at Fred, not you. I'm just playing a game here.
Oh,
you're just
talking
a pawn.
About Tank?
Yeah.
Step. Give me an name.
I was trying to get Fred mad, but
I just don't even consider him a safety. I don't
biggest
know why.
Diminution.
Diminution. I don't really know what that
is. That's the step back.
Diminution.
Right?
Diminution?
Demotion?
No, it's D-I-M-I-N-U-T-I-O-N.
Diminution.
Diminution.
What does it mean, Eric?
Take a step backwards.
It's a decreasing of whatever.
Right.
But
So who is going to
But
take
I think
a step
the,
back
the biggest rookie
year?
Impact will be Sebby Vollmer.
Sebby.
I love when he does that. He has the eyebrow raise.
16,
so he's going to start.
16 inactives is going to be the biggest
inactive. Step back from last year. Oh, that's a Paul, you think he's overrated locally.
Gerard Mayo?
But I don't think he's going to have a step back.
Okay.
I think he's going to get better.
Yeah, he's going to get better.
How about Wes Welker?
I was just thinking
can't possibly
that.
Have a third 100-catch season,
no,
right?
I think
if he
can.
Does,
he may not
he
have the numbers,
money.
But that doesn't mean he won't be any worse. His numbers
see,
might
I
go
think
bad.
He I think he's always going to get the numbers, unless something changes dramatically with the offense that I don't envision. I think he'll get close to those numbers.
So who's going to have a step back?
It's so hard. This team is just so good.
That's true.
Brandon Merriweather.
Let's see. Andy, you were correct again when you
Thank
said
you.
The Woo-hoo! Wiggles are the biggest earning entertainers in Australia. They are pretty rich. Keep up the great work. Great to have Fred and Paul back. I want some vacation stories from Paul. Please tell us if you went to the beach by yourself with other people. Keep up the great effort. Love the show.
You know, I thought about this show a little bit when I was on my vacation because I was really conscious of
You were lying your ass.
No, when I was out, I wanted, you know, if it was any stupid story. Yeah, if anything happened. But unfortunately, I got nothing. I went to Canobie Lake and didn't get into any incidents.
Canobie Lake?
I took the kids. Right?
The last time I was there, I was in eighth grade.
When he went, they called it a lake. Now it's a crater. Oh!
You jumped in, all the water came.
We get it.
We went to the museum.
Museum of Science.
Museum of Science.
And
we also went on the USS Constitution.
Oh, that's good.
It
sunk.
So you really did a lot of things.
Andy, how was the concert?
Doc says that Matt is not on the phone. He's not on the phone.
No, but somebody else is.
Oh, Scott and Raleigh is. Scott, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, Fred?
Nothing much.
Hey,
just
Scott.
Doing this show.
I wanted to bring up something, Fred. You were talking to Craig from South Carolina.
That's correct.
I think last week. First of all, is Craig from South Carolina or North Carolina?
North. I think it's north.
Formerly south. He moved.
Oh, he did move. Okay.
Yes.
I was going to say, I thought you guys used to say South Carolina.
Yeah, he moved. He got a new job.
Okay, cool. That's an important distinction to us here in North Carolina.
Oh, okay.
Well, he's one of you.
Oh, he's originally from New England. I think he's from New Hampshire, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that right?
Craig's actually been disowned by a lot of states.
That's true.
That's cool. Well, look, check this out. You said something while you were talking to him about the great debate. You said that you think that any fan that's a real true fan takes you guys' side against Andy.
Well,
and I couldn't disagree with that.
That's what Craig says. Yeah.
I might have agreed
with
him. Yeah, I might have agreed with him.
I don't think you did.
I think I might have.
You're saying that if you're a real Patriots fan.
For argument's sake, I did. Okay.
No, but is that your point? Because I want to argue with you.
No, I can understand. I can understand what Craig is saying, that, you know, that 19-0 is something that, and the loss is something that, you know, the true fan felt the most. So anyway, go ahead.
I disagree with that, but anyway, it drove me crazy when you said that, or when he said that.
I'm blaming Fred.
And last thing, I'll just make this quick, but you guys are talking about the hottest woman in the world.
Yeah.
Actually, she's a porn star.
Who?
Jenna Jameson?
I don't know if you guys heard of her. Huh?
Jenna Jameson?
No, her name is Sylvia Saint.
Oh, but she was in... No, I'm only kidding. I've never seen her. She's really good.
I know the name, but just because I'm a creep, but I don't know.
And I believe I know the name because when we've done polls and I ask Lonnie Paxton, the hottest woman in the world, it's usually a list of three porn stars, and I think she's been included. Then I didn't know who she was, and I Googled her, and, you know, she shouldn't have.
Then you Googled yourself?
Easy. Is she hot?
What'd you think?
Yeah, she's very hot.
She's very hot,
but
yeah.
I think porn stars are in a different category.
Yeah.
Why?
Just because everybody else, you're imagining what you would do to them, whereas them,
you don't
have
to imagine.
Seen what you and everyone else does to them.
Okay, well,
yeah, true.
Right, distinction?
Yeah.
I guess.
Something left to the imagination.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we'll take it easy.
All right.
Thanks
for bringing up porn on the show. That's great.
Matt Chatham was also in that group when we did the Krista Allen. It was one of those, like, softcore, like, B-movie starlets.
Why are you moving up and down on your chair, Paul, while you're talking?
Just thinking of Aaron Andrews.
Don't.
Josh from Arlington wants to know, whatever happened to John in L.A.? You guys cut his articles and he stopped being involved with the show.
We didn't cut his articles.
They're on
he
every
had an article
Friday.
Last week that made fun of Eric.
Right.
I thought that was actually a pretty good article last week.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. You don't read them?
Nope.
No.
Not for months. Sorry, John.
I read the first one. I skimmed the first one. Shouldn't say red.
He
doesn't, but he used to lead off every show. He must be mad at us.
Yeah,
maybe he's busy. It's the
he is busy.
Doubt it.
I know he's been in a lot of meetings
with four.
No, he's doing some TV.
I thought he was like a
stuff.
Screenwriter.
He's going to take you and I with him.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah, he's doing some movie stuff.
So why don't you stop making fun of him?
Yeah.
Maybe he wants to make my alien movie about the Neil Armstrong plaque on the moon that they find.
Plus, you know, he writes for Playboy.
Did you know
that?
Yeah. No.
Yes, he does. Pierre.
It's weird to see a cockerel in Playboy.
Let's see. Yemi from Texas. Is there any other outside linebacker than Adalis Thomas who has had a sack in the NFL? How many did Tully Bannacane have last year in San Francisco? Please try to calm me down. I'm worried.
A half against the Patriots.
And Peter Woods has a sack, doesn't he?
I don't believe he had one last year.
I was going to say to his credit, but I thought it was funnier without it.
I don't believe he had one last year.
but he probably has in his career, maybe in mop-up duty.
Yeah, well, that's
there are not a lot of sacks on the roster.
A Jarvis Green sack.
The linebacking core has 5 from Thomas.
No, that's incorrect. If he didn't have one last year, he doesn't have
it. A half from Banta Kane, none from Mayo, none for Bruschi. Paris Lennon, I think, had a couple in Detroit. But, yeah, it's not always relevant. There's no question that, but people like to say you lost Mike Vrabel, but he had 2 or 4. He didn't have a lot of sacks last year.
Yeah, wasn't like 07.
So you didn't, like, lose a 15-sack guy that he was.
Yeah, he had 2 in the first week when you declared your Jared Allen.
And 07 was a career year for him.
Right.
That one took a turn for the worse pretty quickly after that point, Paul.
But they just need to put some pressure on the passer. They don't need to come up with, you know, 55, 60 sacks as a team. They just need to put some consistent pressure.
We all know that. Pass defense is a marriage of coverage and pressure.
It is. And I really, and I know I'm in the minority in this, I don't think it was as big a problem last year as other people do. I think if they had have any ability whatsoever to cover anyone, it wouldn't have been as glaring a need. And I think that they didn't get the secondary didn't get a tremendous amount of help from the pass rush, but I think that the bigger problem was the coverage.
Right. And I think you've seen that where they overhauled the coverage and didn't do a whole heck of a lot at outside linebacker.
Matter of fact,
except
they
trade
took away from it.
Okay.
Proceed.
Todd writes in, overrated.
When we stop talking, that's when you read the next email.
Todd writes in, overrated. Ben Watson, I even think his athleticism is overrated by other players. And underrated, Kevin Falk. And if we are including Monica Bellucci, we need to include the ultimate cougar of all time, Raquel Welch.
Oh, no question.
Oh, yeah.
No question.
Unbelievable. Yep.
See, there's another really old lady that I think is kind of hot. Who's the Italian lady?
Sophia Loren.
Yeah.
Smoking.
She was hot at like 80 or whatever.
Yep.
Only time I would ever consider a woman that old.
Those
hot.
Two in their 60s are still.
What about New York Times reporters?
She's not that old.
She's certainly not that hot.
I've told you, that's not about hotness.
I know.
That's like some animalistic primal.
The fact that
vibe.
His first opposition of that statement was age and not looks was just unbelievable to me.
Let's see. David writes in, what's going
on? Oh, you all excited because the Inside Track Girls now have a TV show?
I don't watch it.
You watch it late at night with the lights out and the covers up?
No.
Not
wiki, 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 wiki.
And I certainly wouldn't say I don't watch it because they're too old.
David, you got a thing for both of them.
David writes in, what's going on, boys? This week marks roughly 5 years since I started listening to you guys and my intention to try and contribute an email per week and maybe soon lunch.
Nice.
I'm going to start by trying a quick comment and question. My comment is to Eric. You have become an intricate part of PFW team. You did a fine job of hosting last week, and there's nothing wrong with being grammatically correct whilst arguing football.
Why does he have to do that?
Neither are mutually exclusive.
Fred, I mean.
Don't let those guys grind you down. Ask PFW is getting a bit vicious.
He actually wants us to grind him down.
My question is, whichever order you think they come in, would you agree Montana, Brady, Manning, Elway, and Marino are the top 5 quarterbacks of all time?
Montana, Brady,
Manning, Elway, and Marino. See, the problem is I don't know enough about, like, Johnny Unitas.
Well, I mean, I got to have Johnny Unitas in my top 5.
And Sammy Baugh.
With Unitas, there's so many games that you can watch on TV, you know, from even the late 60s. I mean, there's NFL films of that you can watch. With Sammy Baugh and Otto Graham, that's a different era of film that you're watching. You can't tell how good the guy was.
Right. And you can't even compare quick release with those guys because that was in the era where they would wind up and sort of throw the ball.
Slinging
and
Sammy Ball.
The ball looked like it was eight times wider than it is now. I don't know. I mean, they were obviously great players.
Yep.
But it's pretty close.
But Johnny
that's a pretty
Unitas,
close list.
Man. Johnny Unitas had it all.
I wouldn't have much to quibble with on that.
He was calling his own plays. He was architecting basically the hurry up and he was clutch. He did it to win championships in different kind of eras in the 50s and as long as the late 60s, early 70s. I mean, Johnny Unitas had it all. He's got to be in the top 5.
And the guy got cut by his first team.
So he takes Marino's place?
I don't know.
He might. He might.
I'm not willing to say
Paul's
that.
Paul's top 5 has 6.
No. Just might not include one of the 5 guys that he had.
Wow. Brady?
I wouldn't put him in the top 5 of all time.
Oh, come on. Why?
Because I don't think he's as good as those other guys.
Based on what?
I'm not sure Manning is either.
That's a good out for you right there.
I was going to
take both of them out.
Wow.
I'm not.
So now Paul's top 5 includes 4.
I also I'm not as enamored with Joe Montana as most other people are either.
Top five's down to three.
Right. Elway and Marino, to me, were better players than Joe Montana.
See, you just go for the flash.
No,
all
I
the
don't.
Time.
You just go for the flash. You just go for the championship. That's the only thing that matters to you. Doesn't matter how much that guy
this
did to get it.
This is going to get ugly for the last 3 minutes.
Well, this is what we do.
All you care about is winning.
I didn't say winning, I think championships.
Yeah, but I think in addition to the championships,
don't
Brady
say those
has
other guys
stats.
Didn't win.
You know, he has wins and stats, and isn't it all about winning?
But all his, I mean, for the most part, his stats are winning. He had one great statistical season.
When he had the tools. And when he didn't have the tools, he found another way to win.
And to destroy your other theory, they didn't win that year. So what are you going to do?
Well, they should have.
Underrated, but
Marino never should have.
Quarterbacks. Randall Cunningham is underrated all time.
I don't think Randall Cunningham.
I don't think he's one of the greatest ever. No one talks about him as even being a decent pro quarterback. I think he was very good for on a couple different teams.
Like, better than Michael
Vick. He was like a streak hitter.
Light years ahead of Michael
Vick. He would have a string of games.
Light years.
Oh, yeah. He would have
because
he was a good quarterback.
A dynamic runner who could actually throw the ball.
He was a better passer.
He could throw a complete bomb.
He would have a string of games where he was lights out, and then he would have a bunch of games where he wasn't.
I'm not saying he's Tom Brady or John Elway or Joe Montana.
All those guys that we talked about, the Montanas, the Elways, the Bradys.
Don't make Paul's top five.
You're not going to lose too many games with those guys at your quarterback.
Let's see. Andrew says, thought I'd weigh in on the Michael Vick question. I have no problem with Vick as a player. I think he could add a nice wrinkle to the offense. He wasn't a locker room issue in Atlanta, and it seemed to be a good team player. Do you guys think that we could use him to divert some attention from Brady in the backfield to allow Brady to regain his confidence in the pocket? I think if Brady lined up in shotgun with Vick in the backfield, it could give Brady a little bit more time and space, especially at the start of the season when defenses will be going after Brady. That's a whole different offense.
Yeah, and I think defenses are going to be going after Brady every play of the season. I mean,
I'm
not
really worried about his confidence.
No,
either.
I'm not either. But, I mean, in order to stop the Patriots offense for the last 4 or 5 years now, probably since Corey Dillon's big year in 2004, the key has been to get after Brady. Mm-hmm. And if you can't do it consistently, you can't stop that offense.
And I think if Brady has a problem, it'll be the knee brace in the knee. He's a half a second slower to slide left. I don't think it'll be him scared and just throwing the ball and ducking.
I agree.
And the problem with Vic was never his locker room behavior. It was his out of the locker room, off the field behavior.
Yeah.
That was a problem.
And he was about Michael Vick. I don't think, like, to hurt the team, but he was the show.
In terms of any of that, I would eliminate the possibility of that kind of stuff. Like this whole Michael Vick with the, you know, the video game and all that kind of stuff. I wouldn't think any of that. That's all got to be gone. Like Fred said, he lost it all. Well, I think that's part of all. Mm-hmm. But
so what about the concern of the reality? Doesn't he have cameras following him or whatever?
Who knows? Who knows? You know how that's going to affect him.
Speaking of that, did anybody watch the premiere of T.O. show last night?
No, I missed it.
I don't really have much interest.
I didn't even know it was
stuff.
On.
No interest.
To be honest with you.
I would be mildly interested, but it's not an HD.
When is your Shaq show going to start? I know you'll be watching
that. I'll definitely be watching that. You see that, Fred? The new Shaq show?
Shaq versus?
He's going to be competing against Michael Phelps, Oscar De La Hoya, Albert Pujols, Ben Roethlisberger.
He's actually going to box Oscar De La Hoya?
They made it sound like he's going to box with De La Hoya. He's going to swim with Phelps.
He's going to have a predetermined.
He's going to lose everything then.
He's going to have a predetermined handicap that is going to be for every one of the things, and then he's going to have a week to train in that sport.
So like he'll have like a half a lap.
Right.
Lead
Which,
on
if
Phelps
I'm Cleveland, by the way, I'm thrilled to hear this because that's what I was looking for as I'm trying to get a title for LeBron James.
All right, well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. What day is today? Tuesday. We'll be back on Thursday to talk more about it, and then that will mark the 1 week countdown to training camp. We'll see you then.
Old, no hair, fine. But Paul's getting sick of these fat jokes.
I'm not fat. I have a different life choice.
Patriots.com Radio.